This is a presentation of your season ticket, WESV Sports. It's Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. B107.5 FM, 1490 AM. Streaming and on demand at WESB.com. And streaming live on 100.1 The Heroes mobile apps. Live from Bradford's Parkway Field, here's Mark Irvin.
Hello, Owl fans, and welcome to Game 1 of the 2024 Bradford Owls football varsity season. High above Parkway Field, I'm Mark Irvin, here with my color guy, Flynn Irvin. So tonight, Bradford High kicks off the game with a tough, tough game against Brookville, who last year went 9-3 on the season and handily beat Bradford by 40 points. They put 60 on the board last year. However, they got a new coach, they got a new quarterback, they're missing some guys on the line, and their numbers are down a little bit this year. But it's a roster full of wrestlers, and Brookville's always tough. Bradford, on the other hand, is returning the majority of its line. They're returning some skill position players. Most importantly, that would be Talon Reese at quarterback for his senior year, and we all know what he did last year. I mean, the man's almost 5,000 yards passing for his career. So with a rejuvenated line, maybe give Talon some time in the pocket and, spruce up that running game a little bit, and the Owls could be in business here. And their defense is returning several of their starters, including Evan Whitmore, who was top 10 in tackles in all of District 9 last year. So looking for a big season out of him. Flynn, your thoughts?
Absolutely, I agree. Talon's the heartbeat of this offense, so their line returning, hopefully, like you said, they can get him some time and have him succeed in the passing game as he has his last couple years here. Absolutely. With Evan as well, he led the Owls in tackles per game, so excited to see what he does this year. And I think, like you said, just a lot of returning players. I think the chemistry is still there, and I'm excited to see how they play.
Yeah, the Owls really had a turnaround season last year after snapping a 30-game losing streak over in Cowdersport, which was a huge win. And I think even though they only won 4 games last year, they learned how to win. I know that might not make sense to some of you that aren't athletes, but it's really a thing. Learning how to win and the momentum and just the mental aspect of that is huge. So even though they were a game under 500 last year, I'm expecting a lot more from this team. On top of, there's a bit of a realignment in how teams are classified last year, Flynn. So now Bradford is in District 9, 4A. Mm-hmm. Dubois moved up to District 9, 5A. So that only leaves 3 teams at the 4A level in D9. That would be Clearfield, Punxsutawney, and your Bradford Owls. Punxsutawney being the only one that we'll see during the regular season this year. But, I mean, you get down around that Route 80 corridor, those teams are just, they're always tough. But Bradford's here to play this year. Bradford's here to make a point. And I personally, talking to all the guys in the barbershop, coaches, players, you name it, anybody associated with this team, they're ready to go. Bradford, they got high expectations this year.
Absolutely. And like you said before, a lot of returning players, the chemistry's there. And that has a lot more to do with how you play on the field than most people realize, having that bond and that chemistry with how you play and meshing with other players. And obviously the coaches, same coaches, and, they know their players, they know what they're good at, they know their strengths and weaknesses and can build off that. And like you said, I think a lot of those teams are tough, but I think Bradford's going to have a great year this year.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think one of the turnarounds that you're starting to see is that Raptors program here in Bradford.
Absolutely.
Kids are learning earlier. They're learning not only the language and what's expected, but just the experience out on the field is huge. Talking with Coach Gao down at Fret, he said the Raptors program is easily putting him 2 to 3 weeks ahead of where he was prior, because he doesn't have to teach all that to these young kids. They already know it, and they know what to expect when they get out there. So we're already seeing the improvement at this level with the Raptors program. Another couple key players we're going to be looking out for with Bradford, obviously other than Talon Reese, would be newcomer Fabian Shirk, junior, 5'8", 149. He's a wide receiver DB. I guess this kid is lightning fast. On top of, we have, let me find his name here for a second. Tommy Langdon's probably going to get some playing time. It's his sophomore year, a lot of playing time last year as a fullback, and got a lot of varsity time last year, outstanding at the JV level. Evan Whitmore, as we spoke about earlier, Jacob Abers is going to bring leadership and experience to the line. And from what I understand, talking to him all summer, he was in the weight room every day. And he said they were getting 35 to 40 players every week, which is unheard of, not only in the weight room, but also for their clinicals that they have, you know, just to kind of learn a little bit. And these guys spend a lot of time together, you know, as their fun time outside of, you know, sanctioned owl stuff. So really looking forward to that. And we have speed. Logan Kohler, he's a junior, 5'6", 140. That kid has all-state speed, incredibly fast. He got to show that off a couple of times last year as he was able to come out and do a few. He ended up the starting punt returner and kick returner. So he's back. He's got lightning speed. Also, Caden Kiesier, who I guess is just as fast as Logan. So a lot of speed out there. I know there's quite a few guys that were out and worked really, really hard going to different clinics and football camps and all sort of things, including Talon, who went all over the place to quarterback camps. Blake Callahan is coming in. He's going to help on the line, 6 foot, 278, junior. You cannot – he's a can't miss. I mean, he's just built for what he's doing, but he's deceptively fast himself. So looking for a lot of things from them.
Absolutely. I think the speed is definitely a factor here. Speed kills, and being able to possess so much speed and so many different players on the field, you know, everyone becomes a weapon, and it absolutely feeds into the gameplay and what you can put out there on the field and, you know, be able to dismantle offense or dismantle defenses, with the speed from all different types of angles. And I think that opens up both the running and the passing game. And like you said, you know, when you have that much speed on the special teams too, that obviously has a big part on it, you know, when you have great starting field position because of your punt returner. And I, like you said, everybody getting out and hitting the clinics and, you know, hitting the weight room, it absolutely feeds into this. And the strength and the speed of this team, I think, is going to be a very big factor this year.
Sure. And another one that I'm looking for a lot out of this year is sophomore Braylon Little. He's listed at 6 foot 230, which is a good-sized kid. He went to all kinds of different camps and strength and conditioning and all kinds of stuff over the summer just to be ready for football, with football being his main sport. So with that, we'll be back in a few minutes with the Kathy Obermeyer at Team ERA, Team VP Real Estate starting lineup. But for now, this is Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
It's the family bar with the car. The Model T Inn in Derrick City. You'll always get great meals and a relaxed family atmosphere at the Model T. Stop in Fridays and treat yourself to one of Jason's delicious fish fries and their other tasty menu items anytime. Relax and enjoy your dinner or drinks outdoors on their beautiful deck and patio area. You'll love it. Whenever you're looking for a great night out, meet your friends at the family bar with the car. The Model T Inn in Derrick City.
Did you know that peripheral arterial disease, or PAD, affects 12 million Americans and is found most commonly in people over age 50 with a history of smoking, diabetes, high blood pressure, or heart disease? How do you know if you have PAD? PAD often begins with poor growth of toenails and leg hair, often progressing to calf pain when walking, foot pain when sleeping, or open sores or wounds on feet and legs that heal poorly or not at all. Toes and feet may become discolored. At Allegheny Vein and Vascular, the office of Dr. Bob Tejera, we are dedicated to helping patients with PAD achieve victories like walking and sleeping without pain, healing wounds, and ultimately to prevent amputations. For more information or to schedule your appointment, call 368-8490. That's 368-8490. Self-referrals are welcome, and most insurances are accepted. Allegheny Vein and Vascular is located at 900 Chestnut Street in Bradford.
It's Friday Night Lights, and the Bradford Owls are ready to bring it. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate knows that teamwork and dedication are the keys to success. Kathy applauds the Bradford area high school football players, cheerleaders, band members, and coaches. Play hard, play smart, have fun. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate is a proud sponsor of Bradford Owls football. Let's go Owls!
WESB Sports.
And welcome back to Parkway Field here with the Bradford Owls. I got a little bit ahead of myself, and I do not yet have a starting lineup. However, there's a few things we can chat about. Flynn, we already talked a little bit about this being a huge game for Bradford just to get momentum going, because the schedule, obviously this week we're home against Brookville. Next week's a long, long road trip down to Montauk, which is down near Butler, PA. So it's a couple-hour ride to get there. Then the following week, we're away again down in Dubois, which Dubois is always a coin toss. You never know what you're going to get there. But one thing for certain, they're always tough.
Absolutely. I think every game's going to be tough. Every team's been working just as hard as we have. And, you know, every team is working to, you know, improve from last year. And I think that this year, like we mentioned before, it's just about building off of last year. And, you know, the chemistry, the speed, the strength, there's so many factors that go into it this year. And with Brookville beating us 60-20 last year, and obviously it being the first game of the season, this is a very, very big game for Bradford. I think it's a tone setter for the season. I think you got to be aggressive here, and I think you got to try to come out with a big win here and send a message to everybody else on that schedule that says, hey, you know, we're coming this year.
Yeah, and for the first time in a very long time, there's excitement around this program. There's, like, not only the players and the staff at the school and people around it, but the community in general. And, you know, as you know, being in the barbershop, people talk all the time, and there's so much excitement. I'm glad I'm not hearing about the Bills and Steelers all the time now. Now we get to talk about the Owls a little bit as the Owls are coming out of the locker room. It's a pretty cool new tunnel they got out that they're going to shoot in. It's a beautiful night here at Parkway Field. As we've seen this past week, fall weather was here.
Absolutely.
So it's time for the boys of fall, and we'll see what the Bradford Owls have going. I'm just stealing you. You prepared better for this game than I did. Look at this, a sheet with pregame notes, the whole bit. It's that's pretty impressive. Maybe I ought to pick up after you. But as you had mentioned earlier, Anthony Seriani, running back for Brookville. The kid, he's just tough. Tough, tough kid as your Owls run out onto the field. You hear the crowd screaming. Last year, almost 900 yards before he got injured. He didn't even get to play a full season last year before that. However, his impact is going to be huge, especially with the new quarterback.
Absolutely, and he averaged over 70 yards a game last year. And like you said, that's prior to him even being injured. That, you know, he could have built so much more off of that had he not been injured. And I think at any level, averaging 70 yards a game is just insane. And he's going to be a very, very huge impact on this offense for Brookville.
Yeah, a couple quick notes real quick here for the Owls. I see him standing on the sideline. I see Lucky Giordano is not suited up. He's down there in a cast. We're going to have to find out what's going on there with him, as he was stated to be the starting defensive end, which is a little on the smaller side as far as weight-wise. They put him on the end last year, and his speed and quickness, people could not match up to it, and he was fantastic out there. So not sure what's going on there, but we're going to have to find out as Mona, our ever-ready, ever-present, well-loved athletic director, is taping up a few people and getting ready. And here comes the Brookville team. Looks like the Brookville numbers are down quite a bit last year. Last year they had almost 50 kids on their roster. This year it says they got 35, but I only see about 20 out there that are suited up and ready to go. But they're going to bring size, they're going to bring intensity, and that's just the Brookville way there. But we'll see how they adapt with a new coach. If they got new offense, new defense, we'll see what they do here in a few minutes.
And it's absolutely interesting, too, with the new coach to see if they're going to stick with the same game plan that's been working for him the last couple of years with the last coach, or if he's going to be bringing something new to the table, and especially how the kids are going to adjust to that.
Yeah, absolutely, and you know, 9-3, you wouldn't think you'd really want to adjust too much, but
right,
you never know. New coach, new scheme, new attitude. We'll see what happens. Looks like we're getting lined up here as all the players are on the sideline getting ready for the Bradford High Band to play our national anthem out there. Boy, there's quite a few band out there this year. Last year it looked like it was a little on the smaller side, but we're doing well. So we're going to take a break while they do the national anthem. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports is brought to you by these local sponsors. The Model T Inn, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, Allegheny Vein and Vascular, W.R. Case & Sons, Toji's Restaurant, Toji's Substation, Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate, Burns & Burns Insurance, Team Minard, Gleason Construction, Donovan's Towing, Kinjerski Insurance, and Ameriprise Financial. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. 1490 AM, B107.5 FM, and streaming at WESB.com and 100.1 The Heroes mobile apps. B107.5 FM. This is Bradford Owls High School football.
And welcome back to Parkway Field here in Bradford. Up in the booth with me, joining me is Flynn Irvin, who's going to pull double duty here as being my color guy and also trying to keep some stats so we have some stuff to throw at you later. We are presented by Kathy Obermeyer at Team ERA VP Real Estate. So, Kathy, thank you very much for being a very loyal sponsor of the broadcast here. Hopefully we can give you a win tonight. But Bradford now just finished up with the National Anthem. Sounds like they're doing a little bit of the alma mater for us here, Flynn. And looking down out of the window, these stands are packed. There's quite a few more people here than I've seen in quite a while. And looks like the Brookville fans have traveled well over there. That's what, about an hour and a half ride, I believe?
Absolutely, yeah. And the stands being packed, too, that has an impact on this game as well. Again, another thing that much more impact than people realize, you know, looking over and seeing your hometown, you know, fill the stands for you to come out and watch and play is definitely a big boost, definitely a big motivation, you know, for the game. Gives you that extra boost you need.
Yeah, for sure. Looking over this Brookville Raider roster here, they're big size-wise. They got some enormous kids on this team. Looking through here, Easton Belfour is going to be the starting quarterback for Brookville, the Brookville Raiders. His name doesn't stick out as far as a football player, but I do know he's a wrestler. And he's a pretty darn good baseball player. I have seen him out on the field. So, athletic kid. We'll see what he brings to the table here. Trying to get a size and weight on him, but we just got numbers. So, we'll do the best we can with that.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely wrestling has a big impact on this. Every wrestler that transitions to football or wrestles for football, even if they're lacking the size, it seems that their technique, their ability to manipulate what size they do have is, it just always seems to outshine those that don't wrestle.
Yeah, and your Owls are out on the field. It's perhaps they were going to be doing, oh, here comes the coin toss. Let's see, looks like your Bradford's sending out four guys to be your captains tonight. That would be number 12, Talon Reese. Number 58 is Jacob Abers. Number 53, Blake Callahan, and number 3, Caden Kishior are your captains for the game tonight. As they're out shaking hands now with the Brookville foes over there. Looks like we got a coin toss coming up. We'll keep an eye on that. Looks like the sideline here, too. Looks like they're pretty fired up, Flynn. The players, not just the fans here. There's a big student section down there all decked out in red, white, and blue tonight, so that's always been fun to watch the last couple of years, is the students really getting into this and having fun and supporting their classmates.
Absolutely. The student section showing out is always a fun one to watch and pay attention to. You know, it ties into the same thing with the stands being packed. You know, looking over at your fellow classmates there cheering you on, supporting you, is another big factor, another big motivation when you're playing.
And it looks like Bradford won the toss, and they are going to receive. As looks like deep for the Owls is going to be, looks like Logan Kohler and Caden Kiesior and also Jordan Thompson back there, which that's going to be a switch up this year. Jordan, a running back last year, is moved offensively out to the wide receiver position. So here come the Brookville Raiders out for your opening kickoff. And a big thank you to Kathy Obermeyer at Team VP Real Estate for sponsoring our pregame show as we get ready for the opening kickoff of 2024 Bradford Owls football. Flynn, do you notice the kicker just laid the ball flat on the tee as opposed to, I wonder if they're going to try an onside right away. We'll see what's going to happen here.
Certainly not anything I've seen before, but if it works, it works.
Sam Krug kicks the ball off. It's a low bouncer down to Kiesior. Kiesior picks up at the 20, goes up the far sideline, across the 30, over to about the 32-yard line. So about a 13-yard return for Kiesior on that play. As the Bradford Owls will start first and 10. We're going to be on
About the 32.
32-yard line. So first and 10 from the 32 for the Bradford Owls as they're working from right to left on your radio there. Looks like some of our starters out there, Jake Abers, Evan Whitmore, Talon Reese. Looks like in the backfield, starting at running back, is going to be number 28, sophomore Brody Havlin. Reese in the shotgun, calling out his cadence, takes the snap, drops back, fake handoff off to Havlin. Havlin right up the middle for close to a first down there. So about 9, maybe 10 yards on that play. Looks like it's going to be, in fact, it is a first down for your Owls. Very first play, Brody Havlin, 10 yards. So now it's going to be first and 10 for your Owls from the 42-yard line. Looks like Thompson running off the field, substituted in by Enzo Alio. Reese in the shotgun, flanked by Tommy Langdon and Brody Havlin. Oof, there's a flag on the play. Reese's cadence got Brookville to jump offside, so that's going to be 5-yard offside penalty on Brookville. And that's one thing, talking with some people this year, is Talon really worked on his cadence this year and tried to throw the timing off of the defense.
Absolutely, and even on the first play, it looked like they had almost jumped offsides there, so it's definitely working.
Yep. So now it's going to be first and 5 from the 49. Reese in the shotgun. Havlin on one side, Langdon on the other. Here's the snap. Fake handoff. Reese drops back. Looks to throw just over the head of Logan Kohler on the far sideline. It looked like that was a... One thing that we talked about, Flynn, he had right there is he had plenty of time. That line really stood out and was able to block for them. And it gave Talon, he just... Flat out overthrow. Maybe a couple first drive jitters. But.
Yeah, absolutely. Just working through with your offense. You know, obviously there's a big difference between practicing and your first game. So it's definitely something to watch going forward as they mesh together and try to figure out what's working for them and what's not.
Fortunately, the Owls missed out on a big one there. That was a huge play with Talon Reese showing off his arm there. But that's going to bring up a third down and 5 from the 49 for your Owls. Talon Reese in the shotgun, Havlin on his left. There's a shovel pass to Havlin. Havlin breaks one tackle up the middle. Oh,
wow.
He takes a big hit. But I believe, Flynn, he may have got the first down on that play.
He made it close, absolutely.
I'll tell you what, that right side of the line, who I believe that's Big John Jasper, number 77 out there, he opened up a monster hole. And that is... In fact, a first down from the Owls. The Owls already on the Brookville sideline, so momentum is going their way. That's going to bring up a first and 10 from the 45 with 10:25 left to go in the first quarter here. Reese and shotgun, Langdon off to his left, calling out his cadence. takes a snap. There's a flag on the play. Looks like we're going to have another offsides against Brookville.
No, nope, it's going to be a false start.
Oh, yes, it is. False start against the Owls. So one flag each on this drive for both teams. So that's going to bring up a first and 15 from the 50-yard line. Again, just over 10 minutes to play here as Haviland subs in. Looks like Kiesier's coming out. Who else is up? Jordan Thompson I see out there. Fabian Shirk. Reese is directing his backs. Reese in the shotgun. Tommy Langdon off to his left. Reese takes the snap, looking to throw. The circle pass over to... Oh, over to Langdon. Langdon, nothing he can do. Actually, a big loss there, Flynn. Not sure who that was for Brookville, but they were able to bust right through and tackle him for a big, big loss.
It looked like it was a design screen that just didn't work out here.
Yeah, absolutely. That play was blown up right from the get-go. So that's going to bring up a second and 18 from the 42 for the Bradford Owls. Talon comes over to... Looks like Coach Yoey to get the call for the next play as Haviland comes off the field. Looks like they put in Logan Kohler's going to be flanking Reese on the right side there. Reese is in the shotgun. Looks like Reese is trying to call timeout, and he does. In fact, that is a timeout. So there's a first timeout of the game for the Bradford Owls. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Locally owned, respected worldwide. That's the Allegheny Bradford family of companies in Lewis Run. They're a leading manufacturer, supplier, and service provider of quality stainless steel products used the world over. From small food processors to giant pharmaceutical companies, Allegheny Bradford, Allegheny Surface Technology, and ABC Actini. Owned locally, respected worldwide. To see all they do and explore employment opportunities, visit them online at AlleghenyBradford.com.
WESB Sports.
All right, welcome back to Parkway Field here in Bradford. We're setting at 9 minutes to go, first quarter, second and 23 after that foul start penalty from the 42 for your Bradford Owls. Before we get too far, the Togees touchdown sweepstake first quarter is going to be Ed Roach. Ed, if the Owls score, you get a free value pack meal from Togees Family Restaurant. If Owls do not score, you're still a winner. You get a free lunch special from Togees Substation. So, Togees, make sure you stop in and grab a bite to eat from one of our great sponsors. Here we go, Flynn, second and 23 from the 42. Reese in the shotgun, Langdon off to his right. Reese takes the snap, he's looking to pass, throws the ball, looks like he's got Kohler open. Kohler catches it, first down, across the first down, almost to the 40, and knocked out of bounds. Looks like about the 38-yard line. No, he's going to call him out at the 40, so our first completion will be... It'll be for about 15 yards. See where we're going to mark it at. But that's a huge play there, especially on second and 18. The Owls coming up big. First down, get the ball on the other side. Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's going to bring up a third and 5. This announcer got confused there for a second. So third and 5 for the Owls. Reese from the shotgun. Langdon off to his right. Reese drops back, looks at the pass. Pass over the middle to Langdon. Langdon breaks it right up the middle. Breaks a tackle. Breaks a second tackle before being twisted down about the 22-yard line. That, for sure, is an Owls first down, Flynn. So another great play by the Owls. 100% set up by that offensive line. Right now, they're doing everything to control that. They're doing fantastic.
Absolutely. They're holding up well, and they definitely are selling the screen great, which led to that first down there.
Yeah, Brookville taking a timeout here as the Owls offensive line is fired up and led by their leader, Jake Abers, down there. Joining Jake on that line is also Big John Jasper, as we mentioned him a few minutes ago. So John is a senior this year, 6'3", 287, and deceptively quick, as I mentioned before. So right now, the line is doing their job. The team's fired up. Looks like Coach Puglio's out there having a conversation with the referees already. Not sure what that could be about, but we'll keep an eye on that. The Owls are going to break their huddle and head out as Brookville's still over on the far sideline. As the ball is, they got the ball marked at the 22, so... 8 minutes to go here in the first quarter of Parkway Field. First and 10 Owls from the 22 as they're headed from right to right to left on your radio. And if you're not familiar with that, they're headed towards the end zone closest to the school. So Reese in shotgun, Haviland flanked off to his right. There's a handoff to Haviland, and he hands it back to Langdon. Langdon up the middle for 4 or 5 yards before being brought down. So another good gain, another wonderful play by that offensive line. And I'm trying to give credit to that line. My gosh, they're really handling them out there. And that looked like that big block was set up by Blake Callahan. So it's going to be 2nd and 3 from the 15. Haviland up. Reese takes a snap, hands it off. Looks like the Haviland who was brought down at the line, looks like he only got about a yard on there. In fact, it was Haviland for just a yard. So that's going to bring up a 3rd and 2 from the 14 for the Bradford Owls. Looks like the Owls are trying to play a little bit of a hurry-up offense here, Flynn, and it might be throwing that Brookville team off.
Absolutely. They're trying to catch that line off guard.
Yeah, they're doing a fantastic job so far as Talon heads back from the sideline after he got his play. He's in the shotgun. Brody Haviland off to his right again with Langdon out in the slot position. Another long cadence for Reese. He takes the snap. Fakes the handoff, rolls off to his right, lets the ball go to Langdon. Langdon catches it in the end zone. Touchdown! Owls! Another big play. Talon Reese, with time, because of that line, was able to find the receiver and put the ball in the end zone. That is going to be a 14-yard touchdown pass from Reese to Tommy Langdon. Your Owls are up 6-0.
And that's a great first drive there, too. The offensive line holding up, at, you know, giving him time to throw, opening up this running game, and selling the screen when they needed it. What a great first drive on the first game, and I think this is definitely something to build off, and I don't think you could have planned it any better.
Absolutely. Kesey, you're in for the extra point. The kick is up and splits the upright. So that's going to give your Bradford Owls a 7-0 lead with 6:52 to go here in the first half. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
It's a good day to do with the all-new Marilla and Kinzu knives, part of a new line of modern everyday carry knives from Case. Constructed with durable anodized aluminum handles and high-grade S35VN blades, the Marilla and Kinzu easily flip open to make your everyday work quick and simple. And since they're named after local landmarks, their performance will inspire you to get out and do more. The modern Case Marilla and Kinzu, available every day at the Zippo Case Museum and Flagship Store.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Parkway Field here in Bradford. As you just heard a few moments ago, Talon Reese with a 14-yard touchdown pass to Tommy Langdon for the first score of the season and the first score of the game. So Bradford is now up 7-0 over the visiting Brookville Raiders, 6:52 left to go in the first half. The Owls send their kick team out. Looks like Kesier is going to be handling the kickoffs for the Owls this year. Also out there, I see Jordan Thompson, Langdon. Looks like Kohler. Man, there's some new faces out there. I'm going to have to get used to some of these numbers there. Nick DeGolier's out there. I expect a lot from Nick this year. He played really well towards the end of last year. Haviland also is out there. They're rushing in Caleb Mackey because they only had 10 on the field. Langdon out there as well. So your Owls ready for the kick. Kick is in the air. A boomer into the end zone. So a touchback. That's impressive kick by Kesier. You don't see that very often, Flynn.
No, not in high school, and I don't think they were expecting it. Both returners were on the 20 and watched that go over their heads.
Yeah, that ball landed about the 3 or 4 yard line before it bounced in the end zone. So a heck of a boot by Kesier as he heads back out. I believe he's going to be a safety this year. He's listed at 5'9", Kesier I'm talking, 5'9", 176 pound junior, playing wide receiver and defensive back for the Owls this year. This defense is going to be anchored by their linebackers. Both Brody Haviland and Evan Whitmore, who we can't say enough about Whitmore. He is just one tough character.
And as we mentioned earlier, he led the team in tackles per game.
Belfour takes a snap, hands it off. Didn't catch the number, but he was brought down. Yeah, Sirianni on the carry. He just goes straight up the middle for about a 4 or 5 yard gain before being brought down by Evan Whitmore. So Whitmore making his presence known already. So that's going to bring up a second and three from the 32 for the Raiders as they're working from left to right on your radio dial. Ball placed in the middle of the field. Belfour in the shotgun. Looks like Sirianni handoff. Nope, fake handoff. Belfour rolls out to his right near sideline. Oh, breaks it up the side, but brought down by Tommy Langdon. And it looks like a little help there from Jace Geist on the tackle. So they brought him down, Sirianni that is, but not before Brookville scores a first down.
And I think the defensive line here definitely needs to watch, because this is a very run-heavy offense, especially with a new quarterback, a new coach.
Right. Yeah, as we see Carter Cawley out there on the defensive end position. I believe he's filling in for Lucky Giordano. Belfour in shotgun, sends a man in motion. Low snap, hands the ball off at the middle of the Sirianni. Sirianni up the middle for only a couple yards, brought down by Mr. Whitmore again. So already two tackles in the first three plays for Evan. Evan, his senior year. If he plays anything like he has the last 2 years, look out. He's going to be a force. The only thing with this year is he's not going to sneak up on anybody.
No, he's definitely known now.
Oh, he's very well known. And I'm not sure if you know Evan outside of here and off the football field, but what a fantastic young man he is. Just great to visit with. Belfour takes the snap, hands off Sirianni. Sirianni just to the right, busts up to the middle. Across the 50 to the 45, down to about the 46-yard line. Brought down by Bradford's Nick DeGolier. So that's another first down for the Raiders as they are driving right now. Not much you can do on that play. They double-team Cawley on that play, so there's really nowhere for him to go. And just a nice, nice play by Brookville.
Well, as we mentioned earlier, Sirianni's definitely an impact player. He's definitely going to be their main force here on the running game, and it's something that Bradford needs to game plan for.
And again, Belfour in the shotgun, Sirianni off to his left. Sends a man in motion, takes a snap. There's a handoff again right up the middle, but hit in the backfield by Sirianni, who brings him down after just a yard or two. So Carter Cawley, I believe, was the one that brought him down. That's going to bring up a second and eight for the visiting Raiders from the Owls' 42-yard line. It looks like they, too, are trying to run a little bit of a hurry-up offense out there, Flynn, as Belfour is back in shotgun already.
It's very effective. You can definitely catch the defensive line off guard, and that's going to open up your running game.
Yeah, and I believe that's Jordan Sarvey, a freshman in the backfield. Belfour back to pass, lets it loose. It's complete over the middle to Dante Morey. Morey breaks off to the right, the near sideline, but wrapped up. Looked like Cawley with the initial hit, and Whitmore came in to clean up the play there. So, again, not quite a first down. So that's going to bring up a big third down. So third and two for Brookville from the Owls' 36-yard line. What do you do here, Flynn? You send to the house? You blitz? What do you got going? What are you thinking?
I definitely think the offense is going to keep sticking with this running game here. It's working for him. I think you have to send the house. You have to blitz here.
Yeah, Belfour takes a snap, hands off again. Sirianni off to the left, breaks it over left, off the right end, down to the 20, the 15, the 10, the 5, touchdown, Brookville. So just excellent blocking on that play, Flynn, and a good run by a good back there. It's going to bring the score to 7-6, still in favor of the Owls with 3:15 left to go here in the first quarter. Looks like a couple of those Owls are started to hang their heads, but not before being picked right back up by some of their other players out there. So good to see that team camaraderie out there.
And it's the first quarter of the first game. You know, if he's a great running back. He's somebody they have the game plan for. Giving up a rushing touchdown like that on the first drive, it's just something you can't hang your head about. You just got to build off.
Right, and that, again, was Jordan Sarvey, freshman running back for Brookville. So Brookville's lining up for two. Belfour in the shotgun. Let's go for... And again, Sarvey with the catch over the middle, so the two-point conversion is going to be complete. That's going to bring our score to 8-7 in favor of the Brookville Raiders. 3:15 left to go here in the first quarter. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Sports Winners Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, and Ameriprise Financial, Davis Street in Bradford. Winners Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long on your season ticket, WESB Sports.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Parkway Field as Bradford Owls back out on offense on the field. It's going to be first and 10 from their own 29. Looks like the defense has made a quick in-play adjustment there, but Talon Reese from the shotgun position takes the snap, throws the ball out to Enzo Alio, in and out of his hands. Almost a decent pickup there as the Owls are down 5 yards after a foul start penalty there. So that's going to bring up a second and 15 for the Bradford Owls from the 29, 3 minutes to go left here in the third quarter. So we're trying to write stats down here, Flint, kind of keep track a little bit. And it looks like the line is still holding up, so that's always a good sign. And it's got to be warm down there on that turf. I know it's warm up here.
Yeah, and I think the weather has some effect to it, but when you get out there and you're in the moment, you don't really think about it too much.
Right. Reese back in the shotgun, going through his cadence, takes the snap. Lifts the ball loose over to Thompson. Oh, and tipped. I believe that was by, number 14 for the Raiders, which is Dante Morey, a junior defensive back. So a nice play by Morey. And that's going to bring up third and 15 from the 29 for the Owls. Talon over to the sideline, talk to Coach Yoey. Checks his wrist, Coach, to figure out what the play is going to be. Looks like Brody Haviland's being subbed out for Caden Kiesier. They put Kiesier in the slot.
I think on a third and 15 in your own territory like this, they almost certainly have to pass the ball here.
Yeah, absolutely. Fabian Shirk wide on the near sideline. Reese adjusts the play. Back in the shotgun, takes a snap. Got to avoid one. Oh! He avoided one tackler, but unfortunately the other two that were right behind him were unable to avoid them. So Talon Reese, a sack there. That's going to be a big loss for the Owls, and that's going to bring up a fourth down. Looks like about a 9-yard loss. So fourth and 24 from the 21 for the Owls as they send out their kicking unit. Looks like Reese took a pretty good shot there, but that kid's tough as nails. He was able to bounce right back up and keep on going.
And with it being the first game of the season, too, you know, the stamina and fatigue don't come in too much into play as much as they would later in the season.
Right. Looks like Brody Haviland backed a punt for Bradford. Haviland with the kick, a boomer. Sends the back all the way to the 30-yard line. He catches it, goes off to the far sideline, breaks up the sideline, breaks two tackles, back of the other one before being brought down by Jake Abers. Brings him down, but not before he makes it to nearly the 30-yard line of the Owls there. So going to be a short field for Brookville. So let's hope Bradford's defense can stiffen up here and get a stop, or even better yet, a turnover.
I think they definitely have to pressure the run here. I think the run game is what broke them down the first drive. It's going to be what they stick with because they know it worked. I think they have to make them try to pass the ball here. I think they have to attack the run game and hope that defensive line holds up.
Yeah, it looks like we have a Brookville player down on the far sideline, so we'll take a quick moment here. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Sports Winners Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, and Ameriprise Financial, Davis Street in Bradford. Winners Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long on your season ticket, WESB Sports.
WESB Sports. You're high above the field with myself, Mark Irvin, and my color guy, Flynn Irvin. And before we get too far, Ed Roach, you are a winner of the Togies Touchdown Sweepstakes. The Owls were able to score in that first quarter, so you are the winner of a value pack meal from Togies Family Restaurant. So congratulations to you, Ed. Keep listening. Keep hearing what's going on here. Maybe we'll win again. Flynn, this don't look good. Looks like the EMTs are rolling out a cot here, so might be a little momentary lapse in play as both teams are huddled up close together. It's never a good sign when you see those guys come out.
And even if it's not severe, seeing another guy down, especially this early into the season, into the first quarter of the first game, is always very disheartening.
Yeah, and I've been trying to get a look at the number over there, but I just can't see. But it looks like our athletic trainer Mona is out there with him as well as several of their coaches and some of our local heroes from the Bradford City Fire Department who are on hand. The young man over there, he's looking through the binoculars here, Flynn. He doesn't seem to be like writhing in pain or anything, just kind of laying there relaxing. So
hopefully it's just precautionary to have all these EMTs in the stretcher out there. But like we said, always a very scary sight, no matter what.
For sure. So, Flynn, so far, I mean, we're almost to the end of the first 12 minutes of play. What are your thoughts?
I think our offensive line is definitely a key factor so far. They're holding up well for the run game, and they're selling the screens well. They're giving talent enough time to pass, and as we saw in the first drive, is wildly successful for them. But I think our defensive line needs to focus more on the run. I think we need to be more aggressive. I think we need to hit the edges and watch the inside run, because that first drive, almost all their plays were runs.
Right, right. And looking over the roster for Brookville, looks like Bradford has a little bit of an edge size-wise as far as offensive to defensive line go. However, that Brookville line has been in position where they need to be, and they have been making the key blocks to spring their players forward. Again, we're here at Parkway Field with 1:51 to go in the first quarter. Unfortunately, there is a Brookville player down getting some medical attention on the far sideline, about the 30-yard line. I haven't heard this stadium quiet in a very long time. So, yeah, there's quite a bit of concern over there. I was unable to see again. I'll try to get a number out. So I know we have some fans from Brookville listening in to us today. Okay, here I'm just informed that down for Brookville is number 5, Hayden Freeman. He's a junior. So hopefully we'll see what's going on with him, be able to bring it to you as they lift him up onto the stretcher. So we're going to take a moment here ourselves. This is Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Sports Winners Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, and Ameriprise Financial, Davis Street in Bradford. Winners Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long on your season ticket, WESB Sports.
U98CM Bradford.
WESB Bradford.
B107.5 FM.
This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Welcome back to Parkway Field. Here is, if you've been listening, you see that a player was down for the Brookville Raiders. That would be a number 5, Hayden Freeman, a junior. He's listed as a wide receiver, an offensive defensive back. On defense, as they cart him across the field, a few of the Owl players go over and give him a high five and a thumbs up. So, very happy to see that. So, getting ready to play here, Flynn. Looks like it's going to be 1st and 10 in favor of Brookville from about the 33-yard line after a big kick return there. So, short field. Let's see if the defense can stand up.
I definitely think we need to be aggressive on the run here. I think Brookville's going to keep leaning on that run until we can stop it.
Yeah, absolutely. Belfour, shotgun, Fake handoff, rolls out to his left, breaks past one blocker, breaks around to the sideline, down to the 5, the 10, touchdown, Brookville. That looks like a 33-yard quarterback keeper into the end zone. So that's going to bring the score up 14-7 in favor of the Raiders.
And that is one downfall with trying to stop that run on the inside with Sirianni is a fake handoff like that. He hits the outside, and he had nothing but space.
Yeah, Balfour not known for his speed, but really showing it off there. So, again, that was a 33-yard TD run for Balfour. Looks like they're in to try for a two-point conversion. Balfour takes a snap, looking to pass, pitches over the middle. But the pass is knocked down. It looked like Brody Haviland got his hand in there, so that broke it up. So that's going to leave the score 14-7 in favor of Brookville. 1:41 left to go here in the first quarter. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Every moment counts if you're at risk or living with lung cancer. And anyone with lungs can get lung cancer. It causes more cancer deaths than breast, colon, and prostate combined. And while there may be moments where you question your next step, through it all, GoTo for Lung Cancer is here for you. We are your community. For screening, treatment, and survivorship support, GoTo is your go-to. Confronting lung cancer starts here. Visit goto.org.
WESB Sports.
And welcome back into Bradford Owls football on WESB Radio. Again, if you're just joining us, Brookville just took a 14-7 lead after a 33-yard quarterback scamper by Balfour for the quarterback for visiting Brookville Raiders. Easton Balfour, a senior, coming in here and really first-year starter, showing off his speed and his ability. Although it's his first year as the official starter, but he did get quite a bit of playing time last year, Flynn. So he's showing his experience now. Looks like Bradford sending out their kick return team. Again, we have Keese here deep with Jordan Thompson and Logan Kohler both. And so far before, they've been kicking away from our returners because, they, like we said before, they got all-state speed back there.
Absolutely. That speed can really kill you on special teams and everywhere on this field.
Sam Krube with the kickoff. And it looks like it's going to bounce through the hands of one Owl player before being covered up by Jordan Thompson at the 20. Not sure if that was a fumble or if it just bounced past him, but either way, the Owls came up with it, no harm, no foul. So that's going to bring up a first and 10 for your Owls from the 21-yard line as the Owls are working from the far end of the field to the school end of the field. Reese in. Haviland off to his left. There's a pitch out to Haviland. Haviland fumbles the snap. I believe Brookville got it. In fact, they did. The pitch from Reese to Haviland was not there, and it bounced around. And
the line was just blown up, too, there.
Yeah, nothing absolutely. You look like Jake Klinger for Brookville able to come up with the fumble there. So, again, super short field for the Owls. As the Raiders take over, it's going to be first and 10 from the 17-yard line. Looks like we got Sirianni in the backfield along with quarterback Easton Balfour. Sirianni on Balfour's right side. Balfour goes into his cadence, takes the snap, looking to pass. There's a throw. It's intercepted. Picked up by Caden Keesier in the end zone. He tried to break up. Breaks one tackle, two tackles. He gets it out to the 6-yard line. So big play by the Bradford Owls there on a very short field. So an interception by Caden Keesier. He's going to get the ball out to the 6-yard line. But, hey, we'll take it. That's better than giving up a score, Flynn. So it's going to be first and 10 from the 6 for the Owls. 1:22 left to go here in the first quarter. Owls switching out their defense for their offense real quick. As we see already out there ready to go, Reese standing on his own guard, goal line and shotgun. takes a snap, drops back, looking to pass, lets the ball go, looking for Kohler, just over the head and falls innocently incomplete. So Reese looking for Kohler there, and Reese really just showed off his arm. Looked like he just lofted that ball, and it went 30 yards in the air, Flynn. That's incredible. So,
and when your receivers have speed like this, it's absolutely something you can do. You know, show off your arm and throw it deep to these guys and hope they can outrun the DBs.
Yeah, absolutely. And Parker Calgren, sophomore for Brookville, was on the coverage there for the Raiders. So that's going to bring up a 2nd and 10 from the 6 for the Owls. They got a long field to go. Reese in the shotgun takes a snap. There's a shovel pass up the middle. It looked like to Havlin. It was, in fact, Havlin. So Havlin takes the shovel pass and gets it across. Give him another yard or two, so a touch more breathing room. Unfortunately, not exactly what the Owls were looking like. But that's going to bring up a 3rd and 10 as the clock's ticking under a minute here in the first quarter. As it looks like Blake Callahan subbed out for Nate Myers on the offensive line. Reese gets the call from the sideline, back in shotgun. Havlin off to his right. Trips far left. Reese takes the snap, looking to pass. Lets one go. He's looking for Alio. Just overthrows him at the 40. So, again, showing off his arm. But Reese took a pretty good hit there in the end zone. But, again, in true Talon Reese fashion, jumps right back up. Unfortunately, that's going to bring up a fourth down. And still 4th and 10 from the 6-yard line for the Owls.
And it seems these last two drives, too, they're kind of leaning more towards the passing game than the running game, which, obviously, first game, you want to see what you have out there, see what you can do. But that running game's what got them in the end zone the first drive. I'm surprised they're abandoning it.
Absolutely. But, you know, as they say, it's easy to see that from up here, but maybe not necessarily down there. But I have all the faith in the world for our coaches. Havlin's back in the own end zone, takes a snap. Another booming punt. All the way on the other side of the 50, Sirianni catches it, breaks it to the near sideline, past one, up the sideline, breaks another tackle, and brought down by Jordan Thompson, but not before he gets to the 20-yard line.
There is,
however,
a flag.
Flynn, we have a flag back here by the 50. You know, where that flag's thrown, it almost has to be against the defense because there's no other offensive players around there.
I don't see what else it could be.
Unless we're going to get an illegal hands to the face or something of the such. The referee's huddling up to figure out what we're going to do here. And Brookville is walking back, so it's obviously going to be against Brookville. So a big break for the Owls there. Oh, wow. Personal foul against Sirianni for Brookville. So that's going to be 15 yards from the spot of the foul. So instead of being on the 20-yard line, the Owls 20, that's going to drive it all the way back to their own 35. So a huge break for Bradford right there. Let's see if they can capitalize on it. So here we are, 1st and 10, Brookville from their own 35, 14, just a tick over 14 seconds left for the Owls. And it looks like Malachi McCormick subbing in for the Owls, so real big, Flynn. I mean, that's a 45-yard difference in line of scrimmage. So,
and it definitely gives the Bradford defense some movement here.
Belfort takes a snap, fakes it to Belfort up the middle, breaks one tackle, breaks two tackles before being brought down by, it looks like, Whitmore and Thompson were able to bring him down, but not before he got to the first down near the 50-yard line.
And this running game is just eating up this Bradford defensive line right now.
Yeah,
and
they,
I think right now you have to send the house on the run game and make them change to pass.
Yeah, I mean, they're really buckling down, but looks like we're going to have a quick timeout here. So this has been Bradford Owls football on WESB Radio.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Sports Winners Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, and Ameriprise Financial, Davis Street in Bradford. Winners Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long. On your season ticket, WESB Sports. WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Parkway Field, as that was not a timeout. In fact, it was the end of the first quarter. So after the first quarter of play here in Bradford, it's the visiting Brookville Raiders up 14-7 over your Bradford Owls. Looks like Brookville send their players back out on the field. They're ready to go, just waiting for the Owls as they switch sides of the field. And it's going to be, once we get play going again here, it's going to be first and 10 from the 49 for Brookville. Balfour in the shotgun formation. Looks like Seriani to his left. Refs blow the whistle. We're ready for some action. Balfour takes a low snap, picks it up off the ground, breaks to the near sideline, gets through one tackle before being brought down by Thompson again. Thompson and Whitmore, but there is a flag on the play. It's going to be holding against Brookville, so I'm glad they called that because I've seen a couple of holdings out there so far this game, Flynn. They just haven't been calm, but well, I'm trying to remain calm with the refs today.
It is the first game for them, too.
Very true, very true. So, again, that's going to be a holding penalty against Brookville. And they are, in fact, going to, the Owls, in fact, are going to accept the penalty. The refs trying to sort out what's going on here. Yeah, again, it's, like you said, it's the first game for referees as well. So a little bit of a delay in keeping the flow of the game going. However, 10-yard holding penalty, that's going to drive the ball back to the 39. So it's going to bring, but remains first down. So it's going to be first and 20 from the 39 for Brookville.
And I think they just need to stick to this running game here.
Yeah, absolutely. Balfour back in shotgun. Seriani off to his left. Balfour takes a snap. There's a handoff up the middle. Seriani through the line into the second level. Breaks one tackle, breaks a second tackle, but brought down by Bradford at the, not before getting across midfield there, but that brought down by Nick DeGolier. So that's going to be close to a first down for Brookville. Our second quarter Toadies touchdown sweepstakes is going to be Steph Keitlinger. Steph, if the Owls score, you're going to have a free value pack meal from Toadies Family Restaurant. If they don't score, you're still a winner. However, get a free lunch special from Toji Substation. So congratulations, Steph. Let's hope the Owls score so you can get a good meal in. Now we're at two. Second down, two to go, 43. The Owls 43 for Brookville. Balfour takes a snap, fake handoff, breaks off to the near sideline, pass one tackler, but brought down by Brody Haviland at the 35. So that's going to be another first down for Brookville. Flynn, I'm not sure it's so much the line getting beat, they're very deceptive.
They are.
And they're falling for it, yes.
They are very deceptive, but that line is definitely a key factor in it as well.
Yeah, we got big.
They have the size for it.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Looks like Big John Jasper's on the sideline right now. Hopefully he gets back in their play. He's a big piece of this line. Is Balfour in the shotgun. Seriani off to his left, trips to his right, takes a snap, hands off to Seriani. Seriani right up the middle, untouched, breaks to the far sideline, back into the center, untouched, touchdown. Seriani with a 35-yard run.
That's for a second of the game.
For another big touchdown for Brookville. That's going to bring your score to 20-7 in favor of the Raiders.
And it's just another... just another factor of this running game of this Brookville team right now is they're moving well. They have the motivation right now. They have the momentum, and they're piecing up this defense.
Yeah, and Brookville again going to go for two as Balfour and shotgun takes a snap, going to take it himself right up the middle, but wrapped up by Evan Whitmore, struggling and brought him down.
Did not get there.
Whitmore with another tackle brought him down. So that's going to bring the score 20-7 in favor of Brookville. This is Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
Team Minard is your source for custom screen printing and embroidery, team uniforms, T-shirts, hats, and more. From concept to completion, Team Minard in Bradford is there for you. Team Minard provides top quality products and exceptional design done by professionals. So there's no need to go online or leave town. And with decades of experience, Team Minard can bring you the best quality at the best price. For more information, go to TeamMinard.com. And remember, when it looks good, people will wear it.
Team Minard!
WESB Sports.
Here we are again back at Parkway Field with the visiting Brookville Raiders up 20-7 right now in your Bradford Owls with 10-12 left to go in the first half. The Owls are out there and ready to go. However, Brookville is yet to send their kicking team out. The refs are over there hurrying them up a little bit. Deep for the Owls to take the kick is Kiesior, Havlin, and Kohler, which so far Brookville has not wanted any part of that trio there. They've been kicking away from them as much as possible.
And I don't blame them. The speed there absolutely can become a factor the second you get the ball in their hands.
Absolutely. As we see Braylon Little out there, looks like Jake Abers, Whitmore, Malachi McCormick also out there, Cawley, Matt DeCasper. And the kick is up. Going to be covered up at about the 32-yard line by Nick DeGolier for the Owls. So it's going to be first down Owls. First and 10 from the 40 as they swap out their kick team, their kick return team for their offense. So again, Talon Reese in at quarterback for the Owls. Looks like Jasper's back in at center, so that's good news. Reese in the shotgun formation, Langdon off to his right. Reese takes the snap. Here's the handoff to Langdon. Langdon up the middle, breaks one tackle, breaks the second tackle, but brought down before the line of scrimmage. So going to be a small loss there for Langdon. That left side of the line just got blown up there on that one, Flynn.
Yeah, and I think that right now is definitely demoralizing to the offense. You can't run, and you don't give Talon time to pass if need be by letting that line get blown up like that.
Right, absolutely. I guess I'm quite surprised by how well Brookville's. I mean, I knew they'd come in ready to play and they'd be intense, but this new coaching staff hasn't seemed to really slow them down at all.
Not at all.
Second and 12 here from the 30 for the Bradford Owls. Talon Reese back in the shotgun, directing some traffic out there, pushing Logan Kohler to the near sideline out to the hash mark. Reese takes a snap, looking to pass, rolls out to his right, looking, cuts up the middle. Oh, Reese takes a big hit.
There is a flag on the play.
There is a flag down on the play, but Reese, another big hit, but again, pops right back up. Looks like Balfour, the quarterback, laid that hit down on Talon. So let's see what this flag's going to be about.
I believe they called it on the offense.
Yes, it's going to be a holding call on the offense, but declined. So that's going to be.
That penalty is declined. That brings
a third and longer. Yes, declined for sure. So that's going to bring up a third down and 17 because it was still a 5-yard loss there. So again, third down 17 from the 25 with 9 minutes to go left here in the first half. Reese in the shotgun takes a snap. There's a pitch to Kohler. Kohler up the middle before being hit at the 30-yard line. So at least positive yards on that near the original line of scrimmage. He had a hole, Flynn. He was just the middle linebacker there. I couldn't get his number. I believe it was Jerry McDermott for Brookville. Just made a nice play and was able to bring Kohler down.
And I think this line getting blown up is setting them back on downs early in the drive, and it's just causing them to not find success on the drive.
Right, Havlin back in punt formation for the Owls. Gets the kick off, another good kick. Ball bounces, a bad bounce for the Owls. It hit about the 35, but bounced back to, looks like the 43-yard line before being covered up. Looks like Langdon was a. Nope, that wasn't Langdon. That was Nick DeGolier again. We've been saying his name quite a bit. DeGolier, a 5'9", 162-pound junior for the Owls. A lot of playing time last year as a sophomore, so not surprised to see his name being tossed out there quite a bit this year. So Owls back out on defense. It's going to be first and 10, Brookville, 8:17 left to go in the half. And Brookville's going to start on their own 36-yard line.
And I think, like we said last time, they just stick to the run game here. It's working well for them, and we've yet to stop it.
Yeah, use it until they stop it. So Balfour back, then shotgun again with Sirianni. Balfour takes a snap. There's a handoff to Sirianni right up the middle, but wrapped up. It looks like Braylon Little with the tackle there. Big number 55, Little. Brought him down, but Brookville able to gain two on that play. As the clock keeps ticking down there, it's going to be officially a 3-yard gain for Sirianni. So that's going to bring up second down 7. As the clock ticks under 8 minutes left to go here in the first half. If you're just joining us, visiting Brookville's up 20-7 over your Bradford Owls. East and Balfour and shotgun for Brookville. Sirianni off to his right. Balfour takes a low snap, hands it to Sirianni. Sirianni hit in the backfield and brought down, but somehow he was still able to gain a yard. But Flynn, guess who that was that hit him first and got the tackle?
Evan Whitmore.
Evan Whitmore again. What a fantastic player he is. It's just fun to watch him play.
And he's definitely a heartbeat of this defense.
Absolutely he is. So that's going to bring up a 3rd down and 6 from the 41 for Brookville as they all check their wrist coaches. Brookville look like they're going to a little bit more of a hurry-up offense here. Offensive line directing some traffic there. Sirianni in the backfield again with Balfour. Balfour takes a snap, throws it over the middle. The ball's complete to Braden Wells over the middle. Breaks one tackle, but not another, but brought down by... Brought down by Fabian Shirk, a 5'8", 149-pound junior for the Owls. However, they get onto the Owl side of the field and another first down. So it's going to bring up a 1st and 10 from the 40 for Brookville. Nice pass. I mean, he had some time, and he was just able to make the completion there. So,
well, that's the benefit of the running game being so dominant today is that we could become to expect the run, and then it opens up the passing game for him that.
For sure, a play-action pass there. So, again, Balfour in the shotgun. Sirianni off to his left. Balfour passes again. This time it was over to Parker Calgren, a sophomore for Brookville, but
Jordy Thompson.
Brought down quickly by Jordy Thompson for a 1-yard loss. So it's going to bring up 2nd down and 11. 6 minutes to go here in the first half. Again, Brookville Raiders are up 20-7 over the Bradford Owls. And it looks like Brookville's trying to slow the pace of the game down a little bit now as they... Not necessarily huddling up, but taking their time, checking their wrist coaches, getting everybody in line. So.
And with a lead like this and 5 minutes left to go before half, they have no reason to rush.
Balfour takes a snap, hands off Sirianni. Sirianni up the middle, but tripped up. Looks like first contact was made by Whitmore and Jordan Thompson. So those two guys are really stepping out and stepping up so far this game. As it looks like Malachi McCormick's being substituted off. For this 3rd down play, it's going to be 3rd and 7 from the 37 for Brookville. Sirianni looking to his sideline to get the call.
And again, taking their time.
Yeah, there's no reason to rush as the clock just ticked under 5 minutes. Sirianni, shotgun formation. Beside Balfour. Balfour takes snap, hands it off to Sirianni. Sirianni up the middle, breaks it off to the right-hand side. He breaks 2 tackles, breaks 3rd tackle off to the far sideline. 5, touchdown! Another touchdown, Brookville.
Sirianni
with another big run. That's his 3rd score of over 30 yards. So that's going to bring the score 26-7 in favor of the visiting Brookville Raiders, and the Owls really need to find an answer for Sirianni because he's just dominating them right now.
And there's guys like him, you just have to find something to slow him down. You can never find something to truly stop him. But with Balfour and Sirianni, they're both running the ball well, and I think that we just have to work on the run defense.
Brookville set up to take a 2-point conversion. Belfort takes a snap, hands it off to Sirianni. Sirianni right up the middle, and it's going to be good. So two-point conversion is going to bring the score 28-7, 4:38 left to go in the first half. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Gleason Construction Incorporated is Bradford's top family-owned and operated general contractor, providing general construction services and specializing in new commercial buildings since 2017. Gleason Construction Incorporated offers everything from the ground up, including concrete and foundation work, carpentry, excavation, landscaping, and so much more. Visit their website at gleason-construction.com to find out more about what Gleason Construction Incorporated can do for you.
W298CM Bradford. WESB Bradford. B107.5 FM. This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Welcome back to Parkway Field here with Mark Irvin. Joining me is Flynn Irvin as we're watching the Owls in their home opener against visiting Brookville. As Brookville just took a 28-7 lead here as the Owls send their kick return team out on the field.
And with it being the first game, I don't think you can hang your heads or get disheartened about this. It's definitely something to build off and something to learn. And as we mentioned before the game, Brookville is always a very tough team. They were 9-3 last year, and they put 60 points on us last year, but I think with it being the first game of the season that you take it as a learning lesson and kind of build off this, and I think the rest of the game should be obviously still trying to fight for the win.
Sure. And there's the kickoff again. They want no part of our returners as that one is picked up again by Nick DeGoyer and covered up. So Bradford sending their offensive unit back out on the field. Hopefully we've got an answer here. So it's going to be 1st and 10 for the Owls from their own 30-yard line. I did notice during that last defensive, their last time the Raiders run offense, our offense was over here all huddled up and ready to go and ready to get instruction. So maybe they have a wrinkle in there they might try out. So it's going to be 1st and 10 Owls from the 30-yard line. Talon Reese, shotgun, takes the handoff, takes the snap, rolls out to his right. There's a pass that's complete to Logan Kohler. Logan Kohler up the near sideline, crossed the 40 to about the 42-yard line. Wow, he was hit out of bounds, but I do not see a flag on that, Flint. However, positive yardage.
And a first down.
A first down for the Owls. That's the first one since the beginning of the second, or of the first quarter, as a matter of fact. So it's going to be about a 17-yard gain as Talon Reese was able to find the speedy Logan Collier up the near sideline. So we're going to be 1st and 10 Owls from their own 47. Talon Reese in shotgun, flanked by Haviland and Langdon. Reese takes the snap, looking to throw again. Again to Kohler, complete at the 50. Kohler crossed the 45 before being pushed out. Looks like around the 40-yard line. So another... That is another first down, Flint. So the Owls got something going here, these quick passes. So,
yeah, absolutely. The speed of Kohler is getting to this defense.
Yeah, absolutely. So the Owls found something. Like I said, they were all huddled up there. So maybe they found a little something, obviously. That's two quick completions to Kohler, and you know, they moved the ball 20 yards. So it's going to be 1st and 10 from the Brookville 41 now for the Owls. Talon Reese takes this shotgun. There's a shovel pass over the middle to Haviland. Haviland breaks one tackle before being brought down. Looks like they're going to give him credit for about 2 yards on the play. Got to keep him honest. Can't use the same play every single time. But
and it's important to keep this running game going, too, even if you're having success with the passing game. You don't want to abandon it completely.
Right. So, again, the clock just under 4 minutes to go here in the first half. It's going to be 2nd and 8 from the 39 for the Owls. Talon Reese, shotgun, sends Kiesier off to his left. Looks like Langdon's in the backfield with him. Reese, there's a screen pass to Langdon. Langdon breaks one tackle. Oh, but wrapped up and brought down just at the original line of scrimmage, it looks like. So a small loss there is going to bring up a 3rd down. Looks like he ran into his own blocker out there, actually, is what ended up bringing him down, unfortunately.
I don't think they've had a lot of success with the screen plays, but you got to keep trying.
Right, Reese to the sideline here, gets his gets his play as a substitute. Haviland out, looks like, for Jordy Thompson. Talon Reese in the shotgun. Tommy Langdon sent him from his left to his right. Reese takes a snap. Drops back, looking to pass. He's pressured. He rolls out, steps away from one defender, but not the other one. Brought down. There's a big sack. Looked like the Easton Balfour, who's not only tearing the Owls up on the offensive side, but that's his second sack of the game back there. So, unfortunately, that's a big loss for the Owls. They're going to bring up a fourth down as Brookville calls a timeout. So, with 2:38 left to go in the half here, Flynn, it looks like Brookville did that because they want to put another score on the board before halftime.
And I don't blame them. Their offense is working really well. Everything has been successful for them, both the passing game, the running game. They've been very deceptive with the quarterback and running back runs. I don't blame them at all for wanting to keep running up this score.
Yeah, looks like there's a timeout on the field, so we're going to go ahead and take one ourselves. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Toji's Substation, the friendly, fun place right here in East Bradford. No restaurant has ever succeeded and prospers in Bradford like Toji's Substation. For over 50 years, 7 days a week, nearing 20,000 days in a row, Toji's Substation has been open for your convenience. They care that you care about great food and getting your money's worth. They don't close on slow days like other places. Toji's Substation is always open for fast and courteous service. Stop in today at Toji Substation, always open at 402 East Main Street.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Parkway Field. The Owls out to punt. Looks like Haviland, another good punt, drives the ball down to the 10 before picked up by Sirianni. Sirianni breaks a tackle by Kohler, busts it out to the far sideline across 25 to the 30 before being pushed out. Looked like, again, Evan Whitmore was able to push him out of bounds, so credit Whitmore with another tackle. Unfortunately, that's going to bring up a first down and 10 for the Brookville Raiders. 2:26 left to go here in the first half as it's 28-7 in favor of Brookville. So they're going to be working from right to left here at Parkway Field. Bradford switching out their offensive unit their kick unit for their defense.
And I think being up this big with this little time in the half, I would assume they would just run the ball, but with them taking the timeout before the punt, it leads me to believe they want to drive down this field one more time before halftime.
Yeah, absolutely. Looks like Balfour in the shotgun. Takes a snap. There's a screen pass over Sirianni on the near sideline. Sirianni breaks one tackle across the 35 to almost the 40 before being brought down by, looks like Jordy Thompson was able to bring him down. Whitmore was in the area. So another decent gain. The Owls just need to come up with an answer to this Balfour-Sirianni connection here because they're dynamite right now.
And I think the success so far of this is definitely helping push that offense as well. They have all the momentum right now.
Yeah, 2 minutes to go here. First and 10, Brookville from the 40-yard line. Balfour takes a snap. He drops it. Broken up play. He brushes it off to the far sideline. Breaks a tackle. Looked like Cauley, but brought down in the backfield. Looks like Whitmore and Langdon were able to bring him down in the backfield. So one of the few loss of yardages that Brookville's had to take so far tonight, but hopefully that brings some momentum from the Owls as the clock clicks. The 90 seconds left to go here in the first half. So it's going to be second and 11. Balfour takes a snap, drops back, throws over to the far sideline, looking for Owen Fleming, a senior wide receiver for Brookville, but fortunately it falls incomplete. That's going to bring up a third and long, third and 11 for the Raiders. 1:10 left to go. So again, third and 11 from the 39. Raiders checking their wrist coaches here. Looks like Sirianni back in the backfield as he took a play off there. But Balfour, shotgun, has three wide receivers wide to his left, our near sideline. Takes the snap, hands off Sirianni. Sirianni up the middle, makes the step. Bounces past one, past another, past the 50, 45, 40, down to the 35. There is going to be a flag on the play, however.
I think it's going to be a horse collar.
Yeah, I missed that, Flynn. You pick up a horse collar there. We'll see as the refs are huddling up now. But Sirianni was definitely able to get the ball across midfield to the 40. We're just going to see how much farther they're going to push.
Oh, it's a face mask. Nope, it is a horse collar.
Yep, personal foul, horse collar. So that's going to add 15, I believe, at the end of the run. So with a minute to go, that's going to put Brookville in striking distance to score again before halftime. So looking out there, it's going to be 1st and 10, Brookville from the Owls 23, 1 minute to go.
Clock is running too.
Yes, it is. Belfour takes a snap. There's a handoff, Sirianni. Sirianni up the middle, busted off to the right side, over to the sideline, to the 5, the 10. Touchdown, Sirianni. Wow. 23-yard touchdown run. That's his 4th touchdown
it
today.
It is his 4th.
So that's going to bring the score right now 34-7 in favor of visiting Brookville. It's a 23-yard TD by Sirianni. And again, Brookville going to go for 2. Oh, nope, they're bringing out a kicker this time. Looks like they brought out, that's going to be Gannon McMaster, a senior for Brookville, in to attempt the extra point. As right now we're setting at 34-7, 46.2 to go in the first half. So Sirianni has 4 touchdown runs tonight so far. 33, 35, 37, and 23. Looks like a flag on the play.
On Bradford.
It is. Offsides against Bradford. I'm not sure. The play didn't even start yet, but here we are.
They did decline it, though.
They did decline it. So, again, we got Gannon McMaster in to attempt the extra point for Brookville. The kick is up, and it is good, in fact. So that's going to bring our score 35-7 in favor of Brookville. 46.2 left to go here in the first half. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Are you stuck in a rut and can't move? Literally? Car won't start or have a flat tire? If you've ever answered yes to any of these questions, have no fear. Donovan's Towing is here. Donovan's Towing has been the greater Bradford area's go-to towing company for many years and many more to come. All drivers are Wreckmaster trained and are available 24/7 for towing, jump starts, gas delivery, and tire services. Find Donovan's Towing on Facebook. Don't mess with the rest. Call the best. Donovan's Towing.
WESB Sports.
And welcome back here at Parkway Field. 35-7 now, Brookville, as they bring out their kicking team here with 46 seconds left until halftime. And it looks like Logan Kohler is back deep again for the Owls. So after Sirianni's 23-yard touchdown run here, it is 35-7 right before halftime. And the kick is up. And it goes out of bounds. So there's going to be a flag on the play here on the kickoff. And as the offense and defenses come out on the field here, ball is going to be placed, it looks like, at the 40. And coming up here at halftime in 46 seconds, the C.J. Wallace halftime show. And they're going to place the ball here on the 45-yard line for the Bradford Owls. Talon Reese in the backfield here. Takes the snap, looking to pass. Throws it deep down to Logan Kohler. He's got it. Down the sideline. Touchdown, Owls. Logan Kohler. Talon Reese to Logan Kohler for a touchdown here right before halftime for your Bradford Owls. So So a 55-yard touchdown throw, Tylen Reese to Logan Kohler here right just before halftime. And it looks like they're going for the kick here. Kiesior in to attempt the extra point. Snap looks good, and there is a flag on the play.
Flag on the play.
And as we wait for the flag here, it looks like it's going to be on the defense.
So Flynn, coming up here in a few minutes, we're going to have the C.J. Wallace halftime show coming up. Go over a few stats. Scoring rundown, which not very big for the Owls, other than that one there.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a great play. Looks like you're going to go for two now rather than the extra point.
So that's going to make Steph Keitlinger a winner in the Togi's Touchdown Sweepstakes, Flynn.
Yeah, absolutely.
She's going to score one free value pack meal from Togi's Family Restaurant.
And Brookville took a timeout here.
And we're going to take a quick timeout as well. This is Owls, Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Sports Winners Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, and Ameriprise Financial, Davis Street in Bradford. Winners Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long on your season ticket, WESB Sports. WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Parkway Field. As Brookville ended up taking a quick timeout there, Bradford was set up to go for one. Then they switched. They looked like they're going to go for two.
It looks like they are lining up for two now as well.
In fact, they are. So they got Reese in the shotgun, Langdon on the left, Haviland on the right. There's a snap, handoff to Haviland. Haviland up the middle, pushing, he's driving. Oh, looks like he's going to be brought down just short of the goal line. So,
yep, they'll call him short.
So, unfortunately, no conversion, but that's going to make the score 35-13.
And that is the first score since their very first drive of the game. So, yeah. It's good to see maybe a little momentum shift.
A little momentum to go into halftime with here in a few minutes. And again, we're going to have the C.J. Wallace halftime show coming up in a few. Oh, let's see. Oh, okay. I thought there was something going on down there, but just switching out. Looks like. Huh. Sorry, folks. I'm trying to figure out what's going on here. A little bit of confusion. Nothing there. Just a regular kickoff. The Owls wanted to kick off from the wrong side of the field, but they're back where they need to be now. So, Kiesior in to kick off for the Owls. As the score as it stands is 35-13 in favor of visiting Brookville. Under 40 seconds left to go in the first half here.
And I'm interested, too, to see with 30 seconds left if they just try to run this clock out and let it go to half or if they try to be aggressive. They do right. Not have any timeouts, though.
Correct. Keese here with another boomy kick. This one to the 15, picked up by, looks like, Sirianni. Nope, that's Balfour. Nope, Sirianni. Sirianni takes it right up the middle before crossed the 30-35 before getting hit like a ton of bricks there and brought down by Jake Abers. So Abers a big hit. So that's going to bring up a first and 10 for Brookville from their 35. So, yeah, Flynn, like you said, little over 30 seconds to go. Basically 65 yards. Are they going to go for it or are they going to play it conservative?
I think they don't have any timeouts. They're up big here before halftime. They gave up the big touchdown, but they still have some momentum here. I think they're just trying to run the clock out, see what happens.
Absolutely. Balfour and shotgun hands it off to Sirianni. Sirianni up the middle, breaks one tackle, but not before being wrapped up by Evan Whitmore again to bring him down. Looks like a short gain there, maybe 3 yards. So that's going to bring up a second down and 5. They're in no hurry with the clock at 10 seconds now, so they're going to let it go. We're going to come up with the C.J. Wallace Engineering Halftime Show here in a few moments. And that's the they did get the playoff right before Sirianni takes the handoff up the middle, but brought down at the 45-yard line. Who's at the bottom of that pile? Oh, it looks like Brody. Excuse me, that was. Oh, let me see here. Malachi McCormick with the tackle. So at the end of the first half here, Parkway Field in Bradford, the visiting Brookville Raiders are up 35-13 over the Bradford Owls. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports is brought to you by these local sponsors. The Model T Inn, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, Allegheny Vein and Vascular, W.R. Case & Sons, Toji's Restaurant, Toji's Substation, Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate, Burns & Burns Insurance, Team Minard, Gleason Construction, Donovan's Towing, Kinjerski Insurance, and Ameriprise Financial. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports. 1490 AM, B107.5 FM, and streaming at WESB.com and 100.1 The Heroes mobile apps.
Elevate your outdoor capabilities with the new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives from W.R. Case & Sons. The three exclusive new designs, the clip, the drop, and the skinner, all feature a fully exposed tang and a screwed-together design for enhanced overall strength and stability. Whatever task you have in mind, these versatile fixed blade knives are built by Case to truly outlast. And of course, each is covered by Case's limited lifetime warranty. See all three distinctive new Case Chris Taylor fixed blade knives today at the Zippo Case flagship store in Bradford.
When tomorrow is unpredictable, staying focused on your long-term financial goals matters more than ever. Count on your Ameriprise financial advisor for personalized, goal-based advice to help you navigate now and stay on track for tomorrow. Call Ameriprise financial advisor Bill Chapman with Hodgin Chapman & Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, at 814-368-9160. That's 814-368-9160. Office is located at 50 Davis Street, Bradford, PA.
Are you stuck in a rut and can't move? Literally? Car won't start or have a flat tire? If you've ever answered yes to any of these questions, have no fear. Donovan's Towing is here. Donovan's Towing has been the greater Bradford area's go-to towing company for many years and many more to come. All drivers are Wreckmaster trained and are available 24/7 for towing, jump starts, gas delivery, and tire services. Find Donovan's Towing on Facebook. Don't mess with the rest. Call the best. Donovan's Towing.
Is your insurance coverage up to date? Call Burns & Burns and talk to Ben Kirsch about a free insurance review. Whether it's auto, home, life, health, Medicare, business, workers' comp, or benefits, let Burns & Burns advise you on the best coverages for you. Call Ben Kirsch at 814-368-7161 or stop by their office at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford. Burns & Burns, a trusted full-service insurance agency for over 80 years. That's 814-368-7161. Or Chestnut Street in Bradford.
Toji's Family Restaurant on East Main Street has all homemade Italian specialties. Spaghetti and meatballs, baked lasagna, chicken parm, chicken spinach alfredo, plus fresh cut steaks and fresh beer battered fish fries 7 days a week. Enjoy their fresh garden bar buffet with homemade soups. Check out their authentic 28-foot full service boat bar. Toji's on-premise banquet room caters up to 120. Open 7 days a week. For delivery, call 36-TOJI's.
Remember personal service? Real personal service? Not self-service. Not that push a button and talk to a robot kind of service. The kind of personal service that you get because people are actually nice. They care and they really want you to be satisfied. Think it doesn't exist anymore? Think again. When it comes to insurance, Matt Kinjerski and his team are real people right here. Kinjerski Insurance is proud to serve the Bradford community. Visit Kinjerski Insurance today at their new location on East Main Street across from Napa.
98 CM, Bradford.
WESB Bradford.
B107.5 FM.
This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Welcome back to the Parkway Field in the C.J. Wallace Engineering Halftime Show. As the visiting Brookville Rovers are here pushing our Bradford Owls around a little bit as they're up 35-13 here at halftime. Flynn, this is not what I expected. Brookville has been able to do basically whatever they want on the offense there. And even though this is the first year starter Belfour, Easton Belfour's very first varsity start, boy, you wouldn't know it.
I definitely didn't expect this much output in the first half, but I definitely expected a big game from Sirianni. He's a very impactful player on this offense. He's a great running back, and they definitely showed it. Their offensive line's been extremely impactful this game.
Yeah, absolutely. As you brought up, Sirianni, so far, he's got touchdown runs of 35, 37, and 23 yards already. And like I said, we're just now at the halftime. So not sure what adjustments the Owls are going to make. However, I did notice last year that they got very good at making adjustments at halftime. They were in a couple close games, and they came out after, you know, maybe just a breather, getting a good fresh drink, getting their cleats off for a moment. But they're ready to go as we're being entertained now by the Bradford High Band. Flynn's going to draw up a couple of stats for us. We can give a couple key stats so far. But, yeah, I fully expected Bradford to come out here. And not saying they're going to blow them away, but a much closer game than this, because actually 35-13, the game really isn't that close, to be honest with you, Flynn. I mean, Bradford did have a couple touchdowns, with Reese throwing his first two TD passes of the year. His first one, which actually gave Bradford the lead, it was a six-yard TD pass to Tommy Langdon, which had very first drive of the game, and then the very last drive the Owls had at halftime, before halftime, was a 55-yard pass from Reese to Logan Kohler, who was able to show off his speed and just, he ran away from everybody to get into the end zone there.
Yeah, absolutely. The speed that at any position is always a killer, and being able to get the ball in his hands and letting him show off that speed outran everybody, and it, like you said, 55 yards, you know, he outran the whole defense. It was a great pass. The offensive line held up and gave Talon time to make that pass and show off his arm, and it was a beautiful play.
Yeah, and Flynn, this is your first game on air with me, so welcome. I guess it might be a little bit too late for that. But there's a couple things that we do here. So obviously here at the C.J. Wallace Engineering Halftime Show, we also have to keep our eyes out the second half and also keep in mind what we've seen in the first half, because we're going to have to pick a Model TN MVP of the game and also a Love Toyota Collision Center Owls Collision of the Game. And the one that's sticking out for me so far was the very last play of this first half. Jacob Abers laid the boom down on Sirianni. So maybe that'll give Sirianni something to think about when he gets in there. As Abers, a junior for the Owls and a leader of not only offensive line but the team, I mean, he really put a hit on him.
And the physicality like that can absolutely wear down both your offense and your defense. So big hits like that definitely have a huge impact.
Right, absolutely. And also, typically what we do is we do a small segment that is brought to you by one of our favorite sponsors and longtime sponsor, C.J. Wallace Engineering, is an Ask the AD segment. However, school hasn't started yet, as you know, so there's really not a whole lot of sports going on. I know there's been a golf match or two, but outside of that, nothing. So our focus right now is not on nothing but Owls football. So second half, what do you anticipate to see in the second half?
I think for Bradford, I think right now it's just about figuring out what works and what doesn't. The Brookville defense has been very good about, when Bradford has something successful in the run game, they shut it down. When they have something successful in the pass game, other than that last play before halftime, they shut it down.
Yeah.
So I think Bradford's main focus, and I think what they should do and what they will do, is try to attack other areas of this, see what works, what can get them in the end zone, what can get them back in this game.
Sure.
But for Brookville, I think right now all they need to do is stick to that running game. They are lighting up the field with the touchdown. Sirianni has been unstoppable. Belfort's taken a couple runs himself and has been unstoppable.
Right.
I think right now they just stick to this run game and let the offensive line do the work.
Right. As far as the Owls go, they found some success with those quick passes to Kohler, letting him show off his speed. But also they could wrinkle that up a little bit because Kiesier's fast.
Mm-hmm.
He's definitely one of the speedsters on this team. And also I'm told Fabian Schirk can light it up pretty good too. So maybe find, you know, a little wrinkle in there and work off that success. As far as their defensive line, I don't think they're playing bad, Flynn. I just think Sirianni's that good.
Yeah, that's absolutely the case, yeah.
He's shifty, he's powerful, he's fast. I mean, he's looks like the total. He reminds me a lot of Matthew Davis out of St. Mary's last year, who just dominated District 9. And that's who he reminds me a lot of. I'm not sure if you were able to watch him play other than the Big 30 game there, but that's a lot of my reminder there.
And that's a lot of it, too. You know, your defensive line can have the best game of their lives, but when you have guys like Sirianni or, like you said, Davis, they adapt and they attack so well that any adjustments are almost nothing to them.
Right. I was just sneaking a look at your defensive stats there. You have Whitmore down for 11 tackles already in the first half.
Evan Whitmore has been in on 11 tackles already, four of them on his own, but he's been involved in every play on defense.
He's around the ball all the time. He's a ball hawk. He just does great.
And having a guy like that on your defense, especially multiple, because like you had mentioned, you know, Abers is in there too, DeGolier's in there, a couple names in there. Having a bunch of guys like that are always right there, right on the ball, is extremely beneficial.
Right, absolutely. So, again, we're going to work on trying to get that ball out to our speedsters there, and that could open up our run game a little bit as well. I know last year Bradford had a lot of success with that little shovel pass right over the middle. They also had those two threats that we lost to graduation, but Kohler, I'm really expecting a lot out of him this year. He played well at every single level so far coming up, and Reese, being his senior year, he knows what to expect. And I anticipate in that locker room right now, if I had to bet on it, Talon Reese is in there talking to his guys as well, because not only does he's a leader in every sense of the word. So I'm almost certain you could bet Jake Abers and Talon Reese are in there talking to those, not yelling at them, not putting them down, none of that. They're just in there going, hey, guys, we still got a half to go.
And sometimes that's all you need. That's all the push and motivation that you need to get right back into this football game.
Right, and a couple of those long balls, you know, even if one or two of those were complete in the first half, that's a completely different story if one or two of those falls into the hands of the Owls instead of onto the turf there. I mean, this game could be a lot closer. Easily could be a one-point game, really.
And that's what the offense needs to realize, that, you know, one simple play like that, one big play, can really change the course of the rest of the game.
Yeah, absolutely. And, again, you're joining myself, Mark Irvin, and Flynn Irvin here at the C.J. Wallace Engineering Halftime Show. So as we discuss what happened in the first half, we're kind of rattling around in our heads who we might pick for player of the game for the Owls. That would be the Model T N MVP of the game and also the Love Toyota Collision Center Owls Collision of the game. So the schedule for the Owls doesn't get much easier, Flynn. Next two weeks, the Owls will go on the road. August 30th, which is next Friday, they travel all the way down to Montauk, one of the longest road trips of the year. And Montauk, they've been struggling the last couple of years. It's definitely a winnable game for the Owls. But honestly, I'm looking over the schedule right now. I don't think there's any games that are really unwinnable for the Owls. So let's hope the Owls beat the teams they're supposed to beat, I guess, as they say. Montauk being one of them. And then following up the Montauk game is Friday, September 6th, Bradford again on the road down at Dubois. And Dubois, it's almost like they keep their program secret. You never really know what you're going to get out of them. So who knows what route that game. I know Bradford played them very tough last year until the second half. Well, really until the fourth quarter. And then Dubois was able to break away. But we're going to go ahead and revamp here and get stuff around this. You are listening to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
Gleason Construction Incorporated is Bradford's top family-owned and operated general contractor, providing general construction services and specializing in new commercial buildings since 2017. Gleason Construction Incorporated offers everything from the ground up, including concrete and foundation work, carpentry, excavation, landscaping, and so much more. Visit their website at gleason-construction.com to find out more about what Gleason Construction Incorporated can do for you.
Dr. Tejera and his staff at Allegheny Vein and Vascular are committed to helping you maintain your quality of life by treating the source, not just the symptoms.
I had swelling or edema in my lower legs. I had continuing ulceration in my inner ankle, which left the pain and difficulty, you know, daily tasks, walking, being able to exercise like I should be able to.
After just one visit, Dr. Tejera suspected she had May-Thurner syndrome, a compressed vein that doesn't allow blood to flow out of the leg. After a diagnostic ultrasound, he performed a simple 20-minute procedure that fixed the problem.
Within weeks after the stenting, I had complete healing of my ulcers and much better quality of life. I was able to get through the day without relying on over-the-counter pain medications, taking breaks. I don't remember the last time I felt so good.
Specializing in vascular disease for over 17 years, Dr. Bob Tejera provides his patients with exceptional care that's close to home. Call Allegheny Vein and Vascular in Bradford, 814-362-8490.
It's Friday Night Lights, and the Bradford Owls are ready to bring it. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate knows that teamwork and dedication are the keys to success. Kathy applauds the Bradford area high school football players, cheerleaders, band members, and coaches. Play hard, play smart, have fun. Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate is a proud sponsor of Bradford Owls football. Let's go, Owls!
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Parkway Field. Here is the opening game for the Bradford Owls football 2024. So far tonight, Bradford has been a little down and not playing as expected, as Brookville has taken a 35-13 lead here at halftime as players from both teams are back out on the field warming up. And as I was saying briefly before we went to break, the upcoming schedule for Bradford really doesn't get easier. August 30th, they're away at Manitow. The following week, September 6th, they're away at Dubois before coming home again September 13th against St. Mary's Flying Dutchman. And that's a bit of a story itself down there, as Elk County Catholic no longer has a football team, as they have been absorbed by the St. Mary's Flying Dutchman. So that's a combined program this year. So, again, the schedule not getting any easier for the Owls. So as the Owls huddle up and finish their warm-ups here, again, down 35-13 here at Parkway Field against the visiting Brookville Raiders, Owls look to bounce back. I hope they made some adjustments at halftime. They found a bit of success both offensively and defensively right before the half there. So let's hope that they're able to capitalize on that. And also, I'm working on getting a report from that injured Raider player early in the first quarter there, as he was carted off the field, unfortunately. So working on a report there to get back to you. Also looking for some out-of-area scores, but I haven't seen any updated yet, as this is the opening week, not only here in Bradford, but all of District 9. So as the players wrap up their halftime warm-ups and come back over to the sideline, Brookville is going to be receiving the ball in the first half, as the Owls won and took the kick in the opening of the game. So far defensively for the Owls, Whitmore's leading the way with 11 tackles, as we mentioned earlier. Tommy Langdon's in with a couple of tackles. Ian DeGolier, Carter Cawley, Jacob Abers, who's threw in a hit at the end of the quarter to put himself in position for the Love Toyota Collision Center Owls collision of the game. Bradford Owls kicking team is out on the field as Kiesier's putting the ball down. The refs blew the whistle and said, let's go, as Brookville is yet. Oh, they're just now coming out on the field with their return team. Looks like Sirianni's going to be deep for the Raiders. Kiesier gets the whistle, ready to go. Checks his line. The kick is up. Another good kick. It's going to bounce about the 15. Picked up by Sirianni at the 12. Across the 20, 25. and pushed out of bounds about the 28-yard line, and that looks like Nick DeGoyer able to get him out of bounds. So that's going to bring up a first and 10 for Brookville. Looks like the ball is going to be marked about the 28-yard line, 27-yard line. So, again, first and 10 Brookville from their own 27. And for the first time tonight, I'm seeing Brookville huddle up on the offensive side. So far, they've just been going no huddle and checking their wrist coaches. But Bradford, looks like they only got 10. Nope, there's 11 guys out on field defensively for Bradford. So here we go, first and 10 from the 20 side. Brookville working from right to left. Belfort takes a snap, hands it off Sirianni. Sirianni up the middle, hit in the backfield, and brought down by two Owl players. He was able to drag him for a couple yards. That looks like Whitmore for sure in on the tackle, and I'm not sure. Let me get a look.
Looked like McCormick as well.
Was it McCormick in there? In fact, it was McCormick in there to assist. So Whitmore in on his 12th tackle of the game. But not before they were able to get 4 yards on the game. So Sirianni, a 4-yard gain for Brookville. So that's going to bring up a second down and 6 from the 31 for Brookville. Belfort and Sirianni in the backfield. Sirianni off to Belfort's left-hand side. Belfort's in the shotgun, takes a snap, and there's another handoff, same exact play. Sirianni up the middle across the 35 before being tripped up. That looks like
Whitmore again.
And Whitmore came up with the ball, but not a fumble, however. But so, again, Whitmore in, but not a, before a, another short game by Sirianni. That's going to bring up a third down and short. The third down and a long yard from the 36 for Brookville. So, big play defensively here for the Owls. As Brookville again huddles up. Looks like Flynn, they're trying to slow down the pace of the game at this point.
Absolutely. The running game's working, and they're up big. I don't blame them at all. Slow it down and stick with the running game. Stick what's been working for them.
Absolutely, is Brookville. Oh, there's a fumbled snap, but Belfort was able to pick it up and dive across the line. He was brought down by, looks like, Havlin. That's going to be close to another Brookville first. In fact, it is another Brookville first down. So a busted play, but Brookville able to capitalize on it nonetheless. Here we are in the third quarter, so we got to give out the Togies touchdown sweepstakes. On deck this time is Jim Ludwig. Jim, if the Owls score here in the third quarter, you will win a free value pack meal from Togies Family Restaurant. If they do not score, you still win with a free lunch special from Togies Substation. So thank you, Togies, for being a long-time loyal sponsor. And back to the action here on the field. It's going to be first and 10, Brookville. Belfort takes a snap from shotgun, hands it off Sirianni. Sirianni right up the middle, blows by one, by two, crosses midfield and brought down. Looks like Nick DeGoyer was able to bring him down, but not before a big gain and another Raider first down.
And the running game just continues to work for them. There's no reason to deviate from it.
That's been the same play, Flynn. It just matter what side they go off to, the right side or the left side.
I think Bradford just needs to focus on setting the edge here. I think they're doing a good job on the inside, but he's breaking this run outside, and it's getting them big yards.
Right, and that's, you know, setting the table for, well, Whitmore for sure, and they've been swapping between Jordy Thompson, and it looks like Brody Havlin out there also sharing linebacker duties. But here we go, first and 10, Brookville 49. Belfort takes a snap, pitches it out to the near side. Pass is complete. Pass is complete to, looks like, Richard Youngs for about a 4-yard gain and brought down by, I think, every single defender on the field that time. So, although they're going to credit him with a 3-yard gain, so that's going to bring up a 2nd and 7 from the Owls 46 and for Brookville. Clock just now ticking under 9 minutes here in the third quarter.
And I think they should just continue to take their time and keep working with this running game until we're able to stop it.
Yeah, why not? I mean, they haven't, again, like you said, they haven't stopped it, so why? Belfort takes a snap, hands off Sirianni. Sirianni off to the end of the far sideline before being hit.
Big hit.
Hard. Looks like, who is that? Oh, that was Tommy Langdon. Tommy Langdon coming in with a big hit, putting his bid in for the Love Toyota Collision Center collision of the game. Boy, that's a tongue twister there. But we got her out. But Sirianni able to gain three on that play, so that's going to bring up a third down and four. Second consecutive third down the Owls have got him to, so that's positive there.
I think you have to just send the house here, blitz. The run's coming, and if not, it's going to be a short screen out to the outside. I think they just need to send the house.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you, Flynn. But Easton Bell, four shotgun, takes a snap, hands it to Sirianni. Sirianni right up the middle again, blows by all the Owl defenders, makes a move. Brought down about the 10-yard line. And that was Fabian Shirk able to bring him down, but not before another big game by Sirianni. And again, Flynn, that same play.
It's working for him.
Yep.
When we rush the inside, he bounces it outside. When we set the edge, he drives it right up the middle.
Yeah, absolutely. And that, got to give credit to Jacob Klinger, and I believe that's Jerry McDermott for the two inside offensive linemen for Brookville. I mean, they're really playing well right now, and I cannot leave out big number 76, Connor Ansinger. Also, they're just opening up giant holes for Brookville.
They're absolutely setting the tone for this running game.
Easton takes a snap, hands it off to Sirianni. Sirianni right up the middle into the end zone for another Brookville Raiders score.
That's his fifth.
It's his fifth. You're correct, Flynn. That is his fifth touchdown of the game. That's going to bring the score to 41-13 in favor of the Raiders. 7:04 left to go here in the third quarter. It looks like Brookville is going to go for an extra point again as they bring out senior kicker Gannon McMaster again. Trenton Colgan in to hold for Brookville. The snap, the kick, and it is good. So that's going to bring our score 42-13. 7:04 left to go here in the third quarter. The Brookville Raiders up over your Bradford Owls. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Locally owned, respected worldwide. That's the Allegheny Bradford family of companies in Lewis Run. They're a leading manufacturer, supplier, and service provider of quality stainless steel products used the world over. From small food processors to giant pharmaceutical companies, Allegheny Bradford, Allegheny Surface Technology, and ABC Actini. Owned locally, respected worldwide. To see all they do and explore employment opportunities, visit them online at AlleghenyBradford.com.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Parkway Field. As again, if you're just joining us, Brookville just took a commanding lead over the Bradford Owls. They're up now 42-13, 7:04 left to go in the third quarter. As Bradford rushes in, another player has only had 10 on the field as they're looking for the kick return here. And it's going to be Gannon McMaster in for the kickoff. And again, he's laying the ball flat on the tee, Flynn. They've been really afraid of our returners, which...
Well,
I don't blame them. Obviously, they watched the film.
Especially after that long touchdown by Kohler showing off his speed. I wouldn't want to kick to it immediately.
Yeah. There's another kick. It's going to be caught by DeGolier, who catches it about the 38-yard line. Just goes right down. Not a bad decision by him. So as the Owls send their offensive unit out onto the field, it's going to be first and 10 from, looks like the 38-yard line, 37-yard line they're going to call it. So decent field position for the Owls is they're going to be working from left to right. So looks like there might be a couple adjustments out. Nope, that's the same guy. So it's going to be Reese, and again, a quarterback in the shotgun formation. Off to his right-hand side is going to be Brody Havlin. Looks like he's got trips out to the near sideline, which would be Talon's right, and one to the far sideline. Reese takes a snap, fake handoff, pitches it over to Kohler. Kohler catches it even after a tip, but brought down right away, but across the 50. So what concentration by Kohler there. I mean, that ball was tipped by a lineman, or a middle linebacker.
It was even targeted for him. I believe it was the receiver in front of him who tipped it.
Kohler, nonetheless, able to come up with it for an Owls first down. So that's going to bring up a first and 10 from the 47 for the Bradford Owls. Talon Reese in the shotgun takes a snap, looking to pass again. There's a quick pitch over to Cole, looking for Kohler on the near sideline, but just a step in front of him. So going to stop the clock there with 6:38 left to go here in the third quarter. And going to bring up a 2nd and 10 for the Bradford Owls. Flynn, you look like you're deep in concentration here. What are you seeing?
I'm just trying right now to figure out how many yards that catch was by Kohler. I think it was
a 12-yard reception.
I'm still lost on that play. It tipped off, I think, two or three different sets of hands before he caught that one.
So Reese in shotgun formation, Havlin off to his left, takes a snap, hands off to Havlin. Havlin up the center. Looked like he got a yard before being brought down. Oh, there's a late flag on the play. Unsure what this is going to be. Brookville looked like they drug one of their players up off the pile pretty quick, so might be something against the Raiders. So, hey, at this point, I'll take any yard we can get, Flynn.
Absolutely. Any momentum shift that they can give us.
So waiting here for the refs as they're discussing right in the center of the field here. Oh, they waved the flag off, so no flag on the play. So that's going to bring up a 3rd and 10 from the 47 for the Owls. They're on the Brookville side of the field here. Reese over to the sideline, talking to Coach Jim Yowie to get the call in back. So Reese, shotgun formation, Havlin flanking him on his right. Reese takes a snap, fake handoff, looking to pass.
Deep
to the near sideline to Kohler. Kohler with the catch at the 12-yard line before being shoved out of bounds. A big gain for Bradford. Talon Reese to Logan Kohler for the first down, and looked like about a 30, 35-yard gain there. And that shows not only the arm strength that Talon has, but the pinpoint accuracy he has as well. No wonder he's getting so many college offers, because that, I mean, 6'3", 190, an arm like that, an accuracy like that, the command he has, fantastic.
And he put that ball perfectly on Kohler's back shoulder.
Nobody else was going to be able to touch that ball except for Kohler. Great play by Talon Reese and catch by Logan Kohler. Reese in shotgun, 1st and 10 from the 12, takes a snap. Oh, flag on the play. They called that early, so that's almost definitely going to be a foul start.
Yep.
It is, in fact, a foul start, so that's going to drive them back 5 yards. That's going to bring up 1st and 15, and looks like they're going to mark the ball at the 17-yard line, I believe, yes. Talon over to the sideline again, talking to Coach James Yowie to get the play. Kohler over there with him. Checking the wrist, coaches, as we got 6:02 left to go in the third quarter here. Bradford down 42-13. It's going to be 1st and 15 from the 17 for Bradford. Talon Reese in shotgun formation. Takes a snap, hands it off. Brody Havlin. Havlin up the middle, but hammered right at the line of scrimmage. Another one of the big hosses that came up from Brookville. That was Jacob Klinger. Able to bring him down to no gain on the play. So that's going to bring up a 2nd down and 15. 2nd and 15 for the Bradford Owls. Talon Reese yelling out to his line what he wants. In shotgun formation, Havlin off to his right-hand side this time. Sends Kohler across field in motion. Takes a snap. Looking to pass, rolls out to his left, rolled out to the far hash, lets the ball loose. He's got Kiesier. Kiesier catches the 10 across the 5, down to the 2 before being brought down. So another first down for the Owls.
Amazing
job. Reese to Caden Kiesier. And again, one more thing to add to Talon's repertoire, his field vision on that was great.
The ability to improvise. He felt the pressure coming, and he rolls out, makes a play, finds somebody open down the field.
Absolutely. So that's going to bring down a 1st and goal from the 3 for your Bradford Owls. Talon over to the sideline, gets his call, letting his lineman know. He's pushing Kohler out wider to the near sideline, flanked by both Havlin and looks like Langdon. Reese takes the snap, rolls to his right, to the near, takes it himself, to the near sideline, boom! Breaks one tackle, gains maybe a yard there before being pushed out of bounds. But that's Colton Griffin for Brookville brought him down out of bounds. So that's going to bring up a second down and three from the two for the Owls. Haviland stepping off the field, subbed in by Jordy Thompson. Reese, shotgun. Reese takes a snap, looking to pass again. Rolls off to his left, over back over the middle of the Thompson, but off his fingertips and falls incomplete.
Took a big hit there as well.
He did. Thompson did, in fact, take a big hit. But also, what I noticed on that, Flynn, caught out of the corner of my eye, is the Bradford lineman. I want to make sure I say his name right. That was John Jasper, protecting Talon's blind side, just destroyed a blitzing outside linebacker for Brookville to give Talon the time to even get that ball off. But unfortunately, it fell incomplete. That's going to bring up a third down and two from the two for the Owls. Reese flanked by Haviland and Langdon in the shotgun formation. Reese takes a snap, fake handoff, pitches it out to Kohler. Kohler dives, falls incomplete. So unfortunately, that's going to bring up a fourth down. That ball just bounced off the hands of a diving Logan Kohler. That's going to bring up a fourth down and two. And Flynn, I'm going for it.
I'm going for it as well. Yeah. You're down big with just under 4 minutes left in the third. I think right now you need the momentum more than anything. You absolutely have to go for this.
Yeah, for sure. And in fact, they are, as Talon was over to get the play call. Looks like they're going to sub Kiesier in for Langdon. And Talon, oh, nope, he's going to be in shotgun, yes, but he's got, looks like Haviland flanking him there. Reese takes a snap, looking to pass over the middle. Nobody there. Falls harmlessly incomplete. Seattle's going to turn it over on downs after a failed fourth and goal from the two. So it's going to be first and 10 Brookville from the two-yard line. 3:37 left to go here in the third quarter. Brookville again in no hurry at all to get the ball in and the play called.
Absolutely. Only 3 minutes, just over 3 minutes left in the third. They're up huge here. The running game's been unstoppable. I think you take your time, you keep working with the run game, and I think you just stick with what's been working for you all game.
Yes, absolutely. As the ref blow the play live. Sirianni again in the backfield, flanking his quarterback, Easton Belfort, and shotgun. Belfort takes a snap, hands it off to Sirianni. Sirianni up the middle, but brought down. It looks like Brody Haviland able to bring him down after just a short game. So that's going to bring up a second down and eight from at the five-yard line for Brookville. Nice defensive play. Nice play by the Owls line there, Flynn, as they were able to stop him.
And that is the fourth tackle Haviland's been in on it, too. He's been a very key factor in this defense as well.
Easton Belfort. Shotgun takes a snap. It's a low snap, but he's able to get the handoff off to Sirianni. Sirianni up the middle takes a hit by Thompson, but absorbs it and gets a few more yards before being brought down about the 14. Evan Whitmore again in on that tackle. Look like Jake Abers and Tommy Langdon also in to chip in and help out. But that's going to be a Brookville first down, so Brookville chewing the clock away. We're down to 2:52 left to go in the third quarter. It's going to be first and 10 Brookville from the 14. You know, one of these days, Flynn, I'm going to learn to turn off my phone while we're on air, because we got friends and family that like to listen in and give us a hard time about us. So, but hey, Cousin Matt, hope you're enjoying your visit from Indianapolis. The snap's off. Belfort takes the snap, hands it off to Sirianni. Sirianni right up the middle, brings it out to about the 19-yard line, and he was brought down by every single Owls player out there right now. Looks like Jake Abers coming off the field to take a quick break as it's going to be second down and six for Brookville. The Raiders slowly taking their positions as they are definitely trying to run out the clock here. And again, Flynn, make sure that you're keeping a lookout for the Love Toyota Collision Center Owls Collision of the Game and also the Model T N MVP of the game, which we get to decide at the end of the game. Belfort takes the snap, hands it off to Sirianni. Sirianni hit in the backfield and blowed up. I believe that was number 50 for the Owls, which would be Caleb Mackey in with the hit behind the line and brought him down. So nice play.
I believe Malachi McCormick was in there as well.
Was he? I do know there was a couple black jerseys there. So that's going to bring up a big third down. I'd like to hear the crowd getting a little louder. Sounds like a few of the students are. They realize the gravity of the situation. It's third down and seven from the 17 for Brookville. As the clock's nearing 1 minute left to go here in the third quarter, Brookville up 42-13. There's the snap. Belfort hands it off. Nope, Belfort fake handoff. Takes up the middle.
He's got
blows right through.
Air.
Nothing but grass in front of him as he crosses the 50, the 40, the 30, the 20, the 10. Five touchdown, huge touchdown. That's going to be 83-yard touchdown run by Easton Belfour for Brookville. That's going to make the score be 48-13 with just a touch under a minute to go here in the third quarter. In the right, what'd you see there, Flynn?
Just that offensive line. They have the deceptibility here with bouncing back and forth between Belfour running and Sirianni taking it. That line mixed with the deception there, he had nothing but space in front of him.
Quick question just popped in my head. When's the last time you've seen Brookville throw a pass?
It's been a while.
I think I've only seen maybe one or two tonight, actually.
They had a screen pass on a drive before halftime, but other than that,
yeah,
they've been just running the ball, and there's no reason for them not to.
Exactly. So Brookville in for the extra point. Gannon McMaster, kick is up, and it looked like
deflected.
It was deflected. I'm not sure which owl got their hand on it, but it's going to be no good. So it's going to bring our score 48-13, 49.2 left to go here in the third quarter. This is Bradford Owls football on WESB Sports.
Do you remember personal service? Real personal service? Not self-service? Not that push a button and talk to a robot kind of service? The kind of personal service that you get because people are actually nice, they care, and they really want you to be satisfied. Think it doesn't exist anymore? Think again. When it comes to insurance, Matt Kinjerski and his team are real people right here. Kinjerski Insurance is proud to serve the Bradford community. Visit Kinjerski Insurance today at their new location on East Main Street across from Napa.
98CM Bradford.
WESB Bradford.
B107.5 FM.
This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Welcome back to Parkway Field, the first Friday night under the lights of the 2024 varsity football season. Joining me, Mark Irvin, up in the booth is Flynn Irvin helping me out. And so far, we're seeing a game that's totally in the Brookville favor. Again, we mentioned before, I fully anticipated a different game than this. However, Brookville showing their might. And as they send out McMaster again to kick the ball off, as he has all game, he's laying it flat on the tee. He wants no part of our returners. The kick is off and caught. Looks like Jordy Thompson caught it, and he's running it up across the 40 to the 45. He's pushing forward to nearly the 50-yard line. So Bradford taking over on offense here after the kick return. They're going to have good field position. They're going to give them credit. It's going to be first and 10 from the 48-yard line as they're working from left to right, which would be school side to creek side, I guess we can call it. Looks like a couple adjustments in there, Flynn, just as far as personnel goes. They got Kiesier back in the slot position. Owls going fast. Reese takes the snap, a quick pitch to the near side to Tommy Langdon, he flat out ran over the defender, which happens to be Sirianni. Flynn, that Sirianni's up and moving, so I'm okay saying I think that might be the hit of the game right there. And that was our running back hitting the defender.
He stood right up and took his helmet off. It was quite a hit.
Yeah, I mean, knocked him right back on his butt. So a big hit by Tommy Langdon. So that's going to be – he's putting his bid in for the Love Toyota Collision Center Owls collision of the game. That's going to bring up a second and eight as the Owls are going to try and get a playoff before the end of the third here as the clock nears 5 seconds. As they do, Reese takes the snap, looking deep. Oh, he was looking deep, and I believe that was Enzo Alio, a newcomer to the Bradford program, but just unable to come up with that pass. So that's going to bring up the end of the third quarter with the visiting Brookville Raiders up 48-13 on the Bradford Owls. This is Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
Helping bring you this football broadcast is a special group of sponsors, the WESB Sports Winners Circle. Participants include these local area businesses: W.R. Case & Sons, makers of quality American-made knives since 1889, and Ameriprise Financial, Davis Street in Bradford. Winners Circle sponsors, putting you in the game all season long. On your season ticket, WESB Sports.
Is your insurance coverage up to date? Call Burns & Burns and talk to Ben Kirsch about a free insurance review. Whether it's auto, home, life, health, Medicare, business, workers' comp, or benefits, let Burns & Burns advise you on the best coverages for you. Call Ben Kirsch at 814-368-7161 or stop by their office at 10 Chestnut Street in Bradford. Burns & Burns, a trusted full-service insurance agency for over 80 years. That's 814-368-7161 or Chestnut Street in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Parkway Field as the Owls are down 48-13 at the start of the fourth quarter here. And with that, it is time to announce our Toadies Touchdown Sweepstakes fourth quarter contestant, which would be Allison Reed. Allison, if the Owls score here in the fourth quarter, you get a free value pack meal from Toadies Family Restaurant. No score, don't worry, still a winner. Lunch special from Toadies Substation. So good luck, Allison Reed. Owls, third down and eight from the 50. Reese back, takes a snap from shotgun. There's a handoff to Langdon. Langdon breaks one tackle on the backfield, breaks it to the near side, cuts it back up in the middle of the near hash, across the 35, down to nearly the 30. That's going to be a huge play, a big gain for Bradford. Is Langdon able to give the Owls a first down? Looks like they're going to mark the ball to 31, so big play right out of the gate here in the fourth quarter, Flynn, and that's going to bring up a first and 10 from the 31 for the Owls. The Owls going hurry-up mode here. Reese in shotgun, Langdon on his left. Looks like Haviland on his right. Reese takes the snap, looking to pass. Passes to Kohler. Kohler catches it up the middle, breaks one tackle, cuts back outside, but wrapped up and brought down about the 23, 24-yard line, and he was brought down by Dante Morey of Brookville Raiders.
Trying to get the hands of the speedsters.
But again, nearly a first down, a 9-yard gain on that play. So that's going to bring up a second and one from the 22 for the Owls in your right flank. Get the ball to the speedsters. Speed kills, period.
And it's working.
It absolutely is. Like, Owls again in hurry-up mode as Reese is in shotgun, flanked by Brody Hahn to his right and Tommy Langdon to his left, calling out his cadence, checking over the defense, see what he wants. Reese.
I think he's trying to catch him offside.
Yeah, looked like it, but he takes the snap. Anyway, looking to pass. The pass is
going deep.
And, oh, through the hands in the end zone of Fabian Shirk, which would have been a surefire touchdown. Unfortunately, it falls harmlessly incomplete. That's the first time I've seen Fabian Shirk speed. Again, from my understand, Fabian is a newcomer to our area and a newcomer to the football program, and I've heard nothing but speed, 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 you know, in the barbershop. And unfortunately, I forgot to talk to him about it when he was in the other day, but just chit-chatting with him, nice kid, fantastic kid, going to be a great addition to this program. So it's going to be third and one from the 22 for the Owls. Reese takes a snap from the shotgun, pitches it out to his right. I believe that was Haviland who was able to gain some positive yards and a first down from the Owls. It, in fact, was Haviland. Looked like he went for about 4 or 5 yards, but enough for the first down. So that's going to bring up first down and 10 for the Owls from the 16-yard line as the clock nears the 9-minute mark left to go here in the game. Owls playing hurry up as Kiesier subbed out for Jordan Thompson. Reese from the shotgun directing traffic. Thompson and Havlin flanking him. Reese takes the snap, hands it off to Havlin. Havlin cuts back towards the center, trying to go up the middle, but unfortunately, nothing there.
And that line was just blown up on that one.
Flynn, I'd be amiss if I didn't comment on Big John Jasper out there. The Owls have been shotgun this entire game.
There hasn't been one play that they have not been shotgun.
The snap is on the money every single
Absolutely.
Time. Knock on wood. Let's not jinx it. We still got home a little over 8 minutes to go, but Jasper playing fantastic football from his center position tonight.
Yeah, every snap's been great. I mean,
Reese and the shotgun trying to draw Brookville offside. Takes
like
the snap, looking to pass, pitches it over the center. Ooh, a dangerous pass trying to sneak it into Logan Kohler's. There was two Brookville defenders there, so that pass falls harmlessly to the ground.
I thought he did catch one of the defenders offsides there.
I thought he did. The guy on the far sideline there, I thought he got him, but apparently not. So that's going to bring up a third down and 10 from the 16 for the Owls. Kiesier being subbed out for Brody Havlin. Reese again getting the play from Coach Yoey. Looks like Coach Yoey confirmed with Coach Puglio down there, who does not look pleased at the moment. But again, they're trying to motivate his troops. Reese, shotgun. Takes a snap, looking to pass. Throws it to the far sideline to Havlin. He's wide open. He takes a catch
touchdown.
At the five. Touchdown! Oh, Brody Havlin with the completion from Talon Reese. Brings the score to 48-19 in favor of Brookville. Fantastic play by the Owls there.
And just a good play design, too, to have him run that wheel route right there and drawing everybody else to the other side of the field. Opened him up perfectly. He had nothing but green in front of him. Beautiful
yeah.
play.
Excellent play. That's going to be a 16-yard touchdown pass. Reese the Havlin.
Looks like they're going for two as well.
Oh, for sure. Why would you not? And again, Reese is going to be in shotgun, flanked on his right by Havlin, on his left by sophomore Tommy Langdon.
It's nice to see the cheerleaders and the student section getting into it now as well, too.
Yeah, absolutely. It looks like a timeout's being called. Bradford calling the timeout. Not sure. That's the second time they've had to take a timeout on a two-point conversion, but so be it, I guess. So
maybe they're just saying something that we're not.
Yeah, absolutely. So, again, Flynn, we're keeping our eye out for a couple of different things here tonight. Not only the Love Toyota Collision Center Owls Collision of the Game, but the Model T N MVP of the game. So we'll discuss that here at the end of the game. But I got some players in mind.
I think we both have some people in mind, absolutely.
Yeah, and we'll look over what stats you got for me there and kind of do a rundown. We'll give you some, have Flynn give you some stats at the end of the night here, but but as we stand, it's still 7:13 left to go. As Bradford just scored, it was a 16-yard touchdown pass from Talon Reese to Brody Havlin. A beautiful touch play on a screen pass. It looked like a bubble screen, and Havlin able to bring it in, put it in the end zone at the on the far corner school side of the end zone. So the Owls lined up to go for two as they're down right now 48-19. Referee whistles the play live. Reese takes a snap, hands it off to Havlin. Havlin bowls his way up the middle. He's wrapped up, being pushed by the entire offensive line. Looks like they pushed him right into the end zone. No call yet. I'm not sure what they're waiting on. Havlin was in the end zone.
There
and they
is.
Are calling it a good. So a successful two-point conversion by Brody Havlin. So that's going to bring the score to 48-21 in favor of Brookville with 7:13 left to go. You are listening to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
Team Minard is your source for custom screen printing and embroidery, team uniforms, t-shirts, hats, and more. From concept to completion, Team Minard in Bradford is there for you. Team Minard provides top quality products and exceptional design done by professionals, so there's no need to go online or leave town. And with decades of experience, Team Minard can bring you the best quality at the best price. For more information, go to TeamMinard.com, and remember, when it looks good, people will wear it. Team Minard!
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Parkway Field here as the Owls just put a touchdown and a two-point conversion on the score. However, unfortunately, they are still down 48-21 to the visiting Brookville Raiders, 7:13 left to go in the first half. There's a little bit of action down on the sideline. We got Coach Puglio and Coach Haviland having a discussion, and also our athletic director. He is out on the field having a conversation with one of the officials. I'm unsure what this is. It doesn't look aggressive or anything, Quinn. Looks like they're just having a conversation. But again, Bradford's kicking team's out there ready to go as Brookville stays over on the sideline. Not real sure what their motivation behind that or thought process is. However, there is a little bit of life to this stadium now.
Yeah, the fans are getting into it. The cheerleaders are getting into it. The students section especially, you know, loud, the band playing. Feels like almost a whole new energy after that score.
Keese, you're in to kick. The ball is off. It looks like an attempted onside kick, but it bounces harmlessly out of bounds on the far sideline. So that is going to be a penalty. So Brookville's going to get it at probably the 40, I believe, is where they mark it down at. Either way, it'll be first and 10 Brookville. So, I mean, why not try an onside kick? I mean, at this point,
they have nothing to lose right now.
Right, and you're down 27 points. Go for it.
I think the same thing should be applied to defense here. They don't have much to lose. I think they need to send the house. I think they need to be aggressive here. They need to try their best to get that ball back.
Yeah, and with that last score, Flynn, that made Allison Reed a winner of our Toadies Touchdown Sweepstakes. So congratulations, Allison Reed. You have won yourself a free value pack meal from Toadies Family Restaurant. Thank you for playing. Make sure you guys sign up. Maybe your name will be on as we have a contestant every quarter of every single game. So get your names in, and you can be a winner of Toadies Touchdown Sweepstakes. So to reset the scene here, Flynn, clock ticking just under 7 minutes. Visiting Brookville's up 48-21 on the Owls as, again, the Owls are on the field ready to go. Brookville nowhere to be found as they're huddled on the sideline. Oh, I see now they just took a timeout. I'm not real sure what's going on. I mean, both their kick returns and when they come out for their first offensive play after they get the ball, they stay on the sideline for an extended amount of time, and I just don't understand it.
Yeah, I'm not sure what it's about, but it's the first game of the season. It could be something simple as everybody just trying to learn their spots and learn.
Right. And they could, I mean, with the score the way it is and 6:43 left to go here, trying to get some of their younger players in, get them some experience. And if history repeats itself, if Bradford notices that, they, in fact, will do the same, too, try to get some of their younger guys in there to get some experience.
Get
you know, big crowd
reps,
under the
yeah.
lights. So, but looks like both teams are set now as referee blows the play live. Easton Belfour in the shotgun for Brookville. Oh, I'm sorry, they switched out QBs. That is Trenton Colgan in now, a junior for Brookville in at quarterback.
They switched running backs as well, it looks like.
They did. I just get him to turn a little bit so I can see his number. I'll give you his name. Colgan takes a snap, hands it off.
Oh,
to number 23. I think that's Cade Masenko, but I'm not 100% positive on that. Either way, I'm not sure who brought him down.
Thompson.
Was it Thompson? But for a 3-yard loss, so that's going to be a second 13 now for Brookville as Colgan brings him in for the huddle. Trenton Colgan, I don't have a height and weight on him. I just know that he's a junior for the Brookville Raiders. So.
He's listed as a wide receiver, too, not a quarterback.
Colgan takes a snap. There's a fake handoff. Takes it, busts off to the far sideline. gets across the line of scrimmage before being brought down by Caden Keese here for the Bradford Owls. But he was able to get a short gain there. Keese here is putting together, you know, a pretty decent night as well, Flynn. I mean, he's a 5'9", 176-pound junior, but he plays much bigger than that. You know, he's his speed is deceptive, and he can really put a hit down.
He's another kid on this team here that his speed is absolutely dangerous.
Yep, so as the clock hits the five-minute mark left to go in the game, third down and seven from the 43 for Brookville. As they brought in backup Trenton Colgan, as he takes a snap, there's the handoff. Busts it back up the middle for a small gain. It's going to bring up fourth down, and it looked like Whitmore and Thompson in on the tackle. So that's going to bring up a fourth down and five as the clock is ticking. Fourth and five from the 45 from Brookville. See if they're going to kick off or if they're going to go for it here as Bradford makes wholesale substitutions. Several players coming out of the game.
Well, I think it's like you mentioned before. I think they saw Brookville putting in their younger guys. They might be doing the same here, just trying to get everybody some reps.
They had some younger guys in there. I seen Luke Erickson was in there. Trying to get a number there. Looked like Luke Erickson was in there. Chase Neely, it looked like he was in there. What's going on here?
They took another timeout.
Oh, Brookville takes another timeout. So you are listening to Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
It's the family bar with the car. The Model T Inn in Derrick City. You'll always get great meals and a relaxed family atmosphere at the Model T. Stop in Fridays and treat yourself to one of Jason's delicious fish fries and their other tasty menu items anytime. Relax and enjoy your dinner or drinks outdoors on their beautiful deck and patio area. You'll love it. Whenever you're looking for a great night out, meet your friends at the family bar with the car. The Model T Inn in Derrick City.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to Parkway Field here as we're the final moments of this game as there's 3:57 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Visiting Brookville Raiders are up on the Bradford Owls 48-21. It's fourth down and five from the 45 for Brookville. Looks like they are, in fact, in the punt formation. Sam Krug back to punt for Brookville. Looks like Kohler deep for the Owls. The kick is off. Kohler comes up but lets the ball bounce harmlessly by him. Probably a smart play. There was four Raiders there ready to grab hold of him. So the Raiders are going to down it. Looks like about the 12 or 13-yard line. So as Bradford transitions their punt return team to their offensive team, looks like there's some new numbers out there. Let's try to get some names for them as it's going to be first and 10 Owls from the 14. 3:37 left to go in the game here. I see Braylon Austin out there. Kohler being swapped out now for Enzo Alio, who's gotten some time in today. It also looks like Brody Haviland coming off the field.
Nick DeGolier in the backfield.
Yeah, DeGolier flanking on the right side of Talon Reese as Reese is in the shotgun directing his offensive line. There's the snap, low handoff, hands it off to
DeGolier.
DeGolier busts it up to the near side across the 20, the 25, 30, down at the 33-yard line. So real nice gain there for DeGolier. He showed a little speed there, Flynn, and a little power. I mean, he broke through an arm tackle, but he broke a tackle nonetheless and was able to bust it out wide. So
the offensive line as well showing some promise there.
Yeah, absolutely. So Nick DeGolier, nice run there. That's going to be a first down Owls, 2:50 left to go here in the game. First and 10 from the 32, Talon Reese in shotgun formation. DeGolier again flanking him to his right. Reese takes the snap, looking to pass, throws it out wide. It's complete to Braylon Austin, who's able to get up and be brought down just across the 40-yard line. Looks like it's going to be about an 8-yard gain here. I'll let you know in just a moment. They are going to give him credit for 9 yards, so it's going to bring up a second and one from the 41 for the Owls. Talon Reese in the backfield. Again, flanked by DeGolier on his right. Reese takes a snap, looking to pass, rolls out near side, lets the ball go. It's complete and caught by Jordan Thompson up to the sideline, across the 50 and 45, making contact, dragging two Raider defenders down to the 40-yard line. So another big play for the Owls as the clock ticks under 2 minutes. It's going to be first and 10 from the 40-yard line. And Flynn, I'm not sure how many games you were able to watch last year, but I'm pretty sure about 75% of the handoffs that Jordan Thompson took, he was hit in the backfield, but still able to gain positive yards.
It's the wrestler mentality.
Oh, man. I literally seen him drag five guys last year, almost 30 yards.
I believe it.
It was unreal. So Reese back, takes a snap, looking to throw, flushed out of the pocket and brought down about the line of scrimmage. And it looked like number 79, Easton Rosh, a sophomore for Brookville, able to bring him down. Reese, just his awareness and his vision, that could have been another big loss, but he was able to get it up to, you know, a harmless play there, brought him down right again at the line
back,
of scrimmage.
Yeah, able to get back to the line, not lose any yards there.
So the clock just dips under 1 minute. It's second and 10 on the 40 for the Owls. Reese, shotgun. DeGolier to his right. Reese calling for ball. High snap. Reese gets it, rolls off to his right, to the far sideline, breaks it up around the end, jumps over one defender, but not able to get over the second. But knocked out of bounds. Looks like it's going to be about the 29-yard line, but that's going to be enough to not only stop the clock, Flynn. Oh, no, they didn't stop the clock, even though he went out of bounds. However, that's a first down. So, first down and 10 from the 29 for the Owls. The clock takes 20 seconds left to go in the game. Talon Reese takes the snap, throws it out wide. He's got Enzo Elio. Enzo catches it across the 30, across 25, breaks a tackle, but brought down about the 22-yard line. So, another decent positive play there.
That should do it.
That should do it as the clock 2-1, and that is the game. Unfortunately, your Bradford Owls lose their home opener by a score of 48-21 to visiting Brookville Rovers. We will take a few minutes, tally up some stats, get our thoughts together, figure out who we're going to pick for the Model T MVP of the game, and also the Love Toyota Collision Center Owls Collision of the Game. Stick with us. We'll be back in just a few minutes. This is Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports is brought to you by these local sponsors. The Model T Inn, Allegheny Bradford Corporation, Allegheny Vein and Vascular, WR Case & Sons, Toji's Restaurant, Toji's Substation, Kathy Obermeyer of ERA Team VP Real Estate, Burns & Burns Insurance, Team Minard, Gleason Construction, Donovan's Towing, Kinjerski Insurance, and Ameriprise Financial. This is Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports. 1490 AM, B107.5 FM, and streaming at WESB.com and 100.1 The Heroes mobile apps. Bradford. B107.5 FM. This is Bradford Owls High School Football.
Welcome back to Parkway Field. I am Mark Irvin, and joining me here is Flynn Irvin as we are dissecting and putting together what we just witnessed as Bradford fell in their home football opener 48-21 to the visiting Brookville Rovers. I definitely expected something completely different. I say that based on the fact that Brookville had smaller numbers this year. They had a new coach. They had a new quarterback. Their running back, very, very good running back, but he didn't get much playing time last year due to injury. But, man, he showed what he can get as he was able to really light up Bradford, scored a pile of touchdowns. I'll give them all to you in a few minutes. If I did say Raiders, I'm sorry. It's the Brookville Raiders, not the Rovers. So my apologies for that. Brookville Raiders. So here we go, Flynn. How do you take this loss? I mean, I know Brookville's fired up. It's their head coach's first win in his very first game. As we look over there, Brookville's all huddled together at the Creekside end zone. You know, they're all pretty happy. Bradford on the school sideline, it looks like they're getting lectured right now. Not lectured, just talking to by Coach Pugliosi. He's talking to his troops there. But even though it was a pretty decent-sized loss, as I mentioned, 48-21, there was a lot of positive to take out of tonight. I mean, I think Brookville's going to surprise some people. That quarterback for his first varsity start was phenomenal. Sirianni at running back was unbelievable. I wouldn't be surprised if I see both those guys next year in that All-Star game in August.
I think absolutely you're right on that one. Sirianni and Belfort are a dangerous duo. I think they proved that tonight. I don't think you can take this loss too hard, and I don't think you can hang your heads about it. It's the first game of the season. We knew Brookville was going to be a tough opponent. You know, they put 60 points on us last year. This year, 48. But, like you said, there was a lot of positives on both sides of the ball here that they can absolutely build off of. And, you know, I don't think you can hang your head about this one. I think you just take what they give you, you know, build off of this and move on to next week for Monotone.
Yeah, so I'm going to give a quick scoring recap here, and then I'll turn it over to you to dish out some stats. So Bradford actually started off the scoring with a 6-yard TD pass from Reese Langdon to take the lead. However, Brookville came storming back with 6 unanswered touchdowns, four of which by Sirianni. So they started out with a 14-yard TD pass from Belfort to Sirianni, and then a complete 2-point conversion again by the same duo. They followed that up with a 33-yard TD run by Belfort, quarterback Easton Belfort for Brookville. And then right after that, a 35-yard run, touchdown run by Sirianni. And again, very next possession, 37-yard TD run by Sirianni. And you think that would be the end, considering we're still in the first half, but no. Sirianni again, 37-yard touchdown, followed up by a 23-yard touchdown. So 3 straight possessions, 3 straight touchdowns by Sirianni. However, right before the half, Bradford was able to answer with a 55-yard pass from Talon Reese to Logan Kohler to make the halftime score 35-13. Second half, not as much scoring. However, Sirianni again was in there, as he was able to start the scoring off in the third quarter for Brookville with a 10-yard touchdown run. And then Owls able to put up a couple defensive stands there, but Belfort was able to find some green grass and break one open for an 83-yard touchdown run. And that ended the scoring for Brookville, as Bradford was able to answer with Talon Reese to Brody Haviland on a 16-yard touchdown pass. And then they went for 2, in which Haviland was able to complete the 2-point conversion to end the scoring and bring us to a final 48-21 victory for Brookville. So Bradford falls to 0-1 on the season. And next 2 weeks, actually, they're away. But next week, August 30th, Bradford going to be away at the Montauk Warriors. Flynn, give us some stats, and then we got some business to handle here with the Love Toyota Center Owls Collision of the Game and Model T and MVP of the Game. So what do you got for me?
I just have a couple names I'd like to bring up. Firstly, on the defense, Evan Whitmore, absolutely
unbelievable,
dominated on defense. He had 13 tackles. He is a ball hawk, as we mentioned, and he is a heartbeat of that defense. And I think when you have a lot of guys that can follow his lead like that, I think that the defense has a lot to build off of today, a lot of good to go off of, and I think that Evan's going to be a huge factor for every game this year.
Absolutely.
Another name, obviously, Talon Reese is the quarterback. If I did my stats right, he had about just under 250 yards passing, and obviously that 55-yard touchdown pass before halftime was a you couldn't have placed that ball any better. It was beautiful.
Right. And like you said, there was definitely some very positive things tonight. And again, Talon Reese over 200 yards. I'll have to go back in my notes, but it's been multiple games in a row that he's had at least 200 yards passing and no interceptions. So Talon, again, showing why there's college recruits at most of his games. So, Flynn, with that being said, let's take care of some business here. Who do you got as the Love Toyota Collision Center Owls collision of the game?
I have to give it to Tommy Langdon. That ball he ran, I can't remember who the defenseman was. I think it was Sirianni. He put quite a hit on him carrying the ball.
Flat on the back. And it's not often that we give the collision of the game to an offensive player, but very well deserved in Tommy Langdon there as he flat out ran over Sirianni. You heard that hit up here in the booth.
Absolutely.
So you knew it hurt. So with that being said, now Model T MVP of the game. I absolutely 100% know who I think it is. I hope you're in the same boat.
I think we're on the complete same page here. I think it's Evan Whitmore.
Absolutely. I could not agree more. What did Evan end up with tonight, Flynn?
13 tackles.
13 tackles. So Evan, starting off where he left off at the end of last year during his junior year, he's going to make his presence felt and most likely will end up being one of the top tacklers in all of D9 again for the third straight year.
I'm excited to watch.
The final score of tonight's game, 48-21. For my broadcast partner, Flynn, and our producing engineer, Igor, I'm Mark Irvin. This has been Bradford Owls Football on WESB Sports.